basketball. Give me the ball because I'm gonna dunk it.
High five.
Basketball. Give me the ball because I'm gonna dunk it.
No, you got one high five. That's
I mean, we timed it really well.
We did. It was nice.
Yeah, we didn't even look. Well, I didn't look. I don't know about you.
I would never look.
You're not a looker.
Orpheus and who's the lady? I was going to say a worse word for a lady, but we're 10 seconds in. Cressida?
Of all the names I can think of that are worse for calling a lady a lady. I like, you know what? There's a lot of them, and I like them.
Eurydice.
Romulus and Remulus.
Yep. mythology experts.
Cain and Abel.
Mm-hmm. The greatest story ever told.
All I can think of is that terrible Harold Ramis movie, Year One, where they're played by Paul Rudd and David Cross.
I watched half of that on a plane once.
It's borderline unwatchable.
Yeah, didn't I was going to say, it's not like the plane landed and I had to stop watching.
Yeah.
I chose to stop watching it much earlier in the flight.
It is a borderline unwatchable movie.
All right, Drew, shut up for a minute. Look, I know today is the most magical day of the year, but I can't help but also feel melancholy because it's also been about a year since one of the most beautiful things in the world was taken away from us after only having it for such a short time. We lost Milk Bar. Mm. We had it for 4 months. November 2022 to March 2023, and then they ripped it away as quickly as it came. Dicks out for Milk Bar. Do you ever just think about it sometimes and get really sad?
I do.
I did the other day. I'm like, damn, I'm really sad about Milk Bar.
You better go when you're in Vegas or I will be very mad at you.
Oh, don't worry.
Okay.
What's your favorite cookie?
Don't ask me that.
Because you're getting some cookies.
Like, legitimately, I like all of them.
Okay.
Like, none of them are bad.
All right.
Birthday confetti.
Mm-hmm.
Probably.
Okay.
But I also like the blueberries and cream one. No, the blueberries and cream one. Mm-hmm. But legitimately, they're all great.
You can't miss.
You can't miss.
Okay.
Cornflake, also amazing.
Yep.
I guess the chocolate birthday confetti is the
least interesting. The
worst one.
Okay.
But it's still good.
We'll make something happen.
I like it. I like the way you think.
You like the way you look.
I guarantee it.
Mm-hmm.
So... it's the worst year of our lives.
Yep.
That's Scott.
Yep.
I'm Drew.
Mm-hmm.
At Syrian Soft Pause.
Let's see how the transcript
likes terrible. That. I'm Syrian, so, you know. Letterboxd, Twitter, Instagram, Mastodon, where I get all of my new artwork given to me.
Speaking of new artwork, the artwork you're looking at as the thumbnail for this very episode... unless something
hilarious
happens between now and the end of the episode, I would assume originally sent to you on Mastodon through Edgy Berserker, who took us up on our challenge.
I saw
Vivica
a fox,
not Vivica a fox.
No,
Vivica
very
a fox.
Different things. Yeah.
Perhaps the new official mascot of Smarch Madness. Yep, that's the one.
Vivica a fox. Yep. You know what? It like. Facially, kind of looks like her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like
it. It's good. Very good.
Very nice. So, hopefully that's the thumbnail, unless something even better happened, in which case, sorry. G-Berserker.
The only other thing I could think of was just the picture of Homer turning the thermostat up with the calendar that says Smarch, and he goes, lousy Smarch weather,
and then turns up the...
Yeah. Don't touch Willie. Good advice! Anyways... That's me. This is Scott's turn.
This is Scott's turn. The money goes where?
I don't know.
I'll tell you where. PayPal.me/notscotthenson and PayPal.me/SyrianSoftPause. If you're sending from both of us, just send to one place and tell us it's for both. We'll handle the rest. We'll take it up. We'll do the work for you. But you should send extra because we're doing the work for you.
That's true.
Is the double feature off the table?
We'll give them one more chance at doing the right thing.
Yeah. Which is not part of the double feature.
Not part of the double feature.
It's the fracture-related double feature.
Fracture double feature.
Instinct. $250 for either. And let's be clear. This would normally be $300. We're doing this for $250. Fracture and Instinct or Fracture and Blades of Glory. Those are the two options. Your choice.
No changes.
You have one week to make good on this. If you hear us talking next week, it's too late. The offer's expired.
That is
and maybe
true.
You have too.
Ooh,
that you know what?
Making threats.
That's the only excuse for not taking us up on it. Is that you're fucking dead?
You're buried in the ground. Tiny bugs are feasting on your ass,
hanging by your neck in your fucking closet.
A reference to another movie. Somebody should pay us to rewatch.
I would love to rewatch Basketball. For the whatever time.
Yeah, 3,000 times.
Something like that.
I mean, it has been years since I've seen it.
Yeah. What else should you do? You should go to this YouTube channel, if you're not already at this YouTube channel, youtube.com/@notscotthenson. And
could be listening on Napster Podcast.
Could be Napster Podcasting. You could be a Pandora guy. Could be maybe.
Are we on Pandora?
Doubt it.
Is anything on Pandora?
I don't really know what Pandora is anymore. I think Spotify just ate it for lunch. If you're illegally downloading this on Kazaa, Morpheus, LimeWire, your pre torrent P2P sharing client of choice. What's yours?
Sorry, I was looking up Pandora, if it was still a thing. Sorry, what was the question?
What's your...
Pedophile.
Nope.
No.
Peter File. What's your pre-torrent P2P sharing client of choice? Are you LimeWire, Morpheus, Kazaa?
I think it was a...
I used them all.
I used them all, but I think I was mainly a Kazaa.
There was another one that worked a little differently. It might have been FTP-based called... Hotline?
There was a hotline.
Yeah.
There was another something wire too, right?
Maybe, or was it Hotwire? No, I think that's for plane flights or, you know, flights. Maybe plane is redundant in that phrase. But there's another wire beside. No, I think just LimeWire as far as wires go. Hotbot.
Hotbot sounds right.
Or was that a search engine?
I don't know, man.
It,
yeah,
there, turns out I don't remember.
Well, anything. my brains don't work.
Yeah, that's fair.
But
what does work is the YouTube channel, youtube.com/@notscotthenson. At least go subscribe, and in a perfect world, be a little bit like our newest member, Trump's Lil Smile. Who not only subscribed, but clicked the join button and joined at the $50 top hog and top dog level like a fucking gentleman or woman. So great job. Thank you, Trump's Lil Smile.
Man or woman? Are you implying there's only two genders there, buddy?
What else is there?
A third option.
What?
Other.
Ah.
In the drop down box, it says male, female. Other.
Fair enough.
But that's it. Other.
Well, I apologize, and I would like to retract my previous statement. So Trump's Lil Smile subscribed to the correct level, like a gentleman, woman, or other.
Yes.
And we appreciate it, so thank you.
As long as other isn't dog.
No dog.
If other is dog, get the fuck out.
Yeah.
Who's the guy who came to Caw? That you told me was a dog, and then we saw him at Hundreds of Beavers, and we went to shake my hand. I just went, dog.
Probably Gael, right?
Was it Gael?
Probably. Can't think of another dog that came.
No, well, but I feel like I've met Gael before.
I think you have too. Probably, but he probably has longer hair than last time.
He does have longer hair.
With a red streak. Is that who we're talking about?
Yeah.
Short guy?
Yeah. That was Gael?
That's Gael.
I haven't seen him in a long time, apparently.
Yeah, he's had, like, straight-up short hair before.
That's, I think, when I met him was short hair.
Yeah, now he's a pretty lady.
Or an emo.
Or emo. I love having an emo phase in 2024.
Yeah.
So Trump's little smile puts us at 36 members. Nice. So four more of you do it. And guess what? New emotes. Everyone from $5 and up gets the emotes badges and all that. $10 and up gets you every episode early. And
unless Scott sometimes accidentally puts it out early.
Except that's never happened.
The like four times you've done it.
And the $50 gets you free nudes every month. Well, not free nudes, I guess $50 nudes. But a bargain at twice the price. So
people can still pay for my secrets.
And you can still pay for Drew's secrets at paypal.me/SarianSoftBoss.
Whoa,
you say.
That's just an information for me, not for you. Don't worry about it.
You know what? You can pay for whatever Drew just looked at, but it's probably just hockeys and not that exciting. Right?
Mm-hmm. just like the hockey player who had a cup of coffee in the NHL, jumped off of a balcony at a hotel and killed himself.
Oh.
That's Drew's minor league hockey
corner. That's been Drew's minor league hockey corner.
Konstantin Koltsov.
We lost him. Pour one up.
42. R.I.P.
So I guess we can't dick around too much today.
No, we've got a lot.
But we should have some drinks.
Oh, shit. Chris Simon killed himself, too? I knew Chris Simon died, but I didn't know he killed himself.
Is there one alive hockey player?
No, everybody's killing themselves. It's the new It Girl. Aww. Do you have more? Oh, you're getting cups. You opened the wrong side, you dummy. Don't you know how things work?
I did.
You stupid bastard. I didn't know Chris Simon killed himself. Man, now all these hockey players that I vaguely remember are killing themselves.
Drew's dead minor league hockey player corner.
Chris Simon played in the NHL. He was a Stanley Cup champion in 96.
Did he also play in the minor leagues?
At some point.
Then this is the
minor league. But mostly in the major leagues. He was one of those. I love how everybody loves the hockey talk, but I'm going to do it while you're pouring drinks. Oh, you're not pouring drinks. Nope. Yet. I thought you were pouring drinks. Okay. Mm-mm. We've got two new Mountain Dew Bajas.
We got the new Bajas just in time for summer or, you know, the first day of spring. Really hitting it early, but that's okay. What now?
Nothing.
Someone else.
A third hockey player killed himself. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, you know, right in the middle of hot cat summer.
It's beach season.
Beach season. there's a Baja Laguna Lemonade.
Yeah.
And Baja Point Break Punch, which I hate that.
It's stupid. It's pretty gay.
But I guess you got to call it something, right?
So Laguna Lemonade is...
I would assume lemonade with mango, as I can see a mango on the thing.
Yeah, Laguna is mango lemonade flavor.
And Punch would appear to be blackberry, blueberry, pineapple?
Tropical punch. Really, really nailing it down. And I'm guessing we learned nothing new in the ingredients. We do not. Flavor. So yeah, that'll be a surprise. I have, despite the silly name, I have more optimism for Point Break. Because I'm not the biggest mango fan, but it's fine. So we'll see how it goes. Are you looking
It's a part of the 20th Bajaversary of Mountain Dew. I don't know about that.
We've been doing Bajas for 20... Oh, no, I guess it's Baja Blast and Taco Bell.
2004 and Taco Bell.
Yeah, okay. Checks out.
It doesn't really say.
We'll figure it out. I like that the next article is, what does Dr. Pepper strawberries and cream taste like? Good? Tastes like Dr. Pepper strawberries and cream.
Tastes good?
It does taste good.
What does K-pop taste like?
What the
fuck? Oh, there's a K-Wave Coca-Cola.
Oh, shit. A new one in the Coca-Cola Creations line?
Yep.
We're back, baby.
K-Wave.
I bet it sucks.
I bet you it's fucking terrible.
I bet it tastes like fucking kimchi. Oh,
today, the brand is rolling out Coca-Cola K-Wave Zero Sugar. In parentheses, that's right. The new flavor only comes in sugar-free.
I guess
for its drinkable
won't be...
homage to K-pop, Coca-Cola went a similar direction to the recent spiced release.
I guess I won't be tasting it. Well, I guess they have to have zero sugar only because everyone in K-pop weighs less than 85 pounds.
Yeah, and they'll get diabetes.
Yeah.
Baja Blast hot sauce.
No.
All right.
Pass.
I mean,
the pie was
good. Was pretty good.
But hot sauce might be...
Pepsi pineapple.
I would love a Pepsi pineapple.
It's coming.
Sick.
Is as of July 7th last year.
I did not see that.
It might have come and gone, I guess, or just wasn't
in test markets or wide,
yeah, distribution. Yeah, we're getting all the drink news today.
Pepsi gay.
Pepsi. Do diet drinks actually help with weight loss? Is a real article written on this Food Network website.
I mean, it's less sugar and calories, but it gives you.
I'm having a diet cola so I can eat whatever I want.
Yeah.
You fat bitch. Whichever fat bitch that was. I don't know. One of them. Well, we're 50 minutes in. We're fine.
Certainly.
Okay, let's pour the drinks because we got a lot to do and we shouldn't. Fuck around today.
It's a big, big day. It's the biggest day. Pour me a drink.
You have the cup.
It's my cup.
Yeah. So get the bottle. I mean, can.
Do you want to see my cup?
I don't need to see you pee. Protection for down there. Oh, down there. Gotcha. Shin pads. Dude. No, for down there. I'm confused. Can you spell it out for me? C-U-P. I want to see you. Oh, my God. Anyways, which one do you open?
Laguna.
Laguna Beach.
The mango. It is mango colored.
Is it Talon flavored? That's the only member of Laguna Beach I could remember off the top of my head. Lauren LC or the other Lauren? Oh, no, that's the Hills. I don't know. Whatever.
This feels real similar to the just straight up mango Baja from 2 years ago.
I'm getting very limited lemonade.
It's just mango.
I guess mango is a pretty powerful flavor.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm not getting a lot of lemonade.
Not really.
It's good.
It's fine.
But I don't think I need to go out of my way to buy it.
But it tastes like identical to the last Baja mango.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it does.
Now.
Yeah, it's fine.
Now, Mountain Dew, if you want to bring back Baja Mango's compatriot from 2 years ago. The pineapple one and make that, I don't know, a permanent flavor. Mm-hmm. That'd be fine because that was a real good one.
That was good. That was good.
Baja Gold.
Yeah. I do like Baja Gold.
Yeah.
Are you over your whiteout phase? Like you're done with it? You had too much of it and now you're good?
Oh, like, no. If they brought it back, I would buy a pallet of it.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
I just figured because you had it again, that meant you were kind of done with it.
I had it again, but... And like the first time I saw it, I bought like a 12 pack. Yes. And thank fucking God I did because it was gone.
Yeah, that's right.
After that. Like, right. I went back the next week to get another 12-pack, and not there. I'm like, oh, I guess this place sold out quick. I'm like, oh, no, every place sold out quick, which begs the question, sell more of it? I don't know. Yeah. Look, I'm not a businessman, but...
You could be.
I could be.
You could have a better attitude.
But it seems like it stands to reason that I don't know. I don't know if Vancouver is an anomaly in every other market... nobody bought one, but the fact in this one it disappeared immediately, and the one they brought out with it is still like fucking all over the place. The Purple Thunder.
That always happens to us though.
Always.
It's always the stuff that we like.
They bring out two.
There's two.
And
we really like one.
Yeah.
And the other one stays.
Yeah.
So I guess we're minorities. Yes.
I guess so.
Can I say the N-word?
Give it a shot. See what happens.
I mean, I've said it once.
You have.
We got to figure out what episode that is so we can see if it's transcribed.
Yeah.
Or, hear me out, one of us says it now and checks, then the episode goes up.
All good ideas.
Is that it? Do we do that drink is good, and then we'll do this one, and then we're good? That's it? Got nothing else to talk about? Good.
I think so.
We're 20 minutes into a 3-hour and 39-minute podcast.
What if you nail
that? I would be so happy if I nailed it. As a garbage truck makes noise outside my window.
But no bear.
Not today. It is garbage day, and last garbage day we had a bear.
It smells fun. This is Point Break Punch. It's pinky.
If it's anything like the monster... Pacific Punch.
Pipeline.
No, Pipeline's the pink one.
Yeah.
The actual fruit punch one. Punch.
Yeah. They're sort of their Tahiti treat one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then I'll be fine with it.
Tahiti treat, Tahitian treat.
It's not. Tahitian treat.
I think you're right. Oh, this is pretty good. I like this better than the mango.
It's, I don't know if this is a weird categorical description of it. It's a flatter soda. Like, I don't get a lot of carbonation out of it.
It is, it does have less carbonation than the other one. But I like
it's almost the taste. More juicy than poppy soda.
What is the flavor? Besides tropical punch.
Like, based on what I see on the front, I see cherries, pineapple, blueberries, and either raspberry or blackberry because it's not colored correctly. It's fancy, but it looks like a raspberry or a blackberry.
I think it reminds me of a candy from my childhood, but I don't know what. But it's good. I like this.
Yeah, I like it.
I'd buy another of these.
I don't know that I'm crazy enough about either of them that I would buy one again, but
I heard you're going crazy and slashing prices.
Come to me. I've got small prices. do you have anything else you got to talk about?
No.
I'm going to close the blinds because I'm getting an insane reflection in my eyes that makes it hard to look at the screen that we need for the majority of the thing we're doing.
I'll allow it. Well, I guess, like, any final thoughts on Point Break? Do you like Point Break better than Laguna? Or do you like Laguna better than Point Break?
I like them equal.
Okay. I definitely like Point Break better.
You would.
I would. And do. I do be like that.
That's a gay movie, Scott. For gay people.
I don't think I've seen it.
You haven't seen the remake of Point Break that everyone saw?
I definitely haven't seen the remake of Point Break.
Starring literally no actors you've heard of.
Who, if I...
I don't know, Austin Butler, probably.
Emil...
Where he did a dumb accent that he claimed he couldn't stop doing.
Emil Hirsch?
That could be very, very
right? Fun. It seems like that's a thing.
Point Break.
He could do.
Huh. Do we know if the original Point Break was directed by Kathryn Bigelow?
No, honestly.
This one was directed by Erickson Kaur. You know, famous director Erickson Kaur. How much you want to...
Noted good director.
Why do I want to assume... Oh, he directed Invincible and Togo. That's it. It does have actors you don't really know.
Oh, it has one I do know.
But it has an actor in it that I really like. Edgar Ramirez.
Yes.
Yeah.
Who played?
El Chapo.
Maybe. I can't prove he didn't, actually. I've seen him in two things.
You've seen him in a lot of things. He's actually a pretty...
Yeah. The two that come to mind are, despite the fact that he is clearly Latino...
Yes.
Are both him playing...
I believe he's Venezuelan.
Both him playing Italians. Because he was the titular Gianni Versace in American Crime Story Versace.
Yeah.
And he was Dr. Paolo Macchiarini in the very recent season 2 of Dr. Death.
Huh. Oh, yeah. I have seen him on the promotional
material
for that.
Yeah.
He's kind of a hunk.
He ain't bad.
He's kind of a hunk.
Yeah.
He's like Venezuelan Javier Bardem.
Yeah. Or Pedro Pascal.
No.
No. Pedro's too handsome?
Pedro's too handsome.
Okay.
And a secret gay.
Is that true?
I think a lot of people think he is.
I like that. Good for him.
But I don't know why you would be a secret gay. No one cares anymore.
Yeah, I don't think you need to be a secret gay anymore.
This isn't a Rock Hudson situation where you're so gay you give yourself AIDS.
I was so gay.
did you like my
Rock Hudson impression?
Yeah, I do. Huckleberry Hudson.
Huckleberry Hudson. I'm writing that down. That's fun for everyone.
Anyways,
are we down to business?
We're down to business. So, for the two in attendance and the almost 1,000 listening at home.
Yeah. This is
ladies and gentlemen.
Welcome to the dance.
welcome to the dance. Now, I've kept a secret from Scott until right now.
What else is new?
There is a...
you and your secrets.
There is a secret third...
what?
...podcaster for today. NBA champion.
No, I'm just kidding.
I was going to say... We had panelists. No, I thought because this is an all-inclusive podcast, and if there's one thing people know about us, mm-hmm. is we're woke as fuck.
Absolutely.
We're doing men's and women's.
What?
There's enough crossover of same universities that we can do both. So we are doing... mascots for your buck.
No, my what wasn't at the volume of stuff we're doing. My what is... there's women's...
There's women's basketball? There's women's sports, Scott.
What are you talking about?
There's professional women's sports.
No.
Note the very loud air quotes I did.
But I thought they like tried it for a bit, but they let in trans women, and then trans women just killed women's sports.
That's swimming.
Okay.
Yeah, you're confusing swimming and...
you're confusing swimming with sports.
With sports.
Okay. That's fair.
That enough. One very broad-shouldered trans woman who's winning all of the women swimming.
Her name is...
oh, if you pull this up.
Is it Leia Michelle or is that a wrestler?
It's Leia something.
I think it might be Leia Michelle, and she's perfect.
That sounds like a wrestling name. That sounds like a mid-2000s like fitness model who was a wrestler.
Leia Michelle Sarfati is an American actress, singer, and songwriter.
Oh, is she from Glee?
Oh, maybe. Let's see. Yes.
Okay. She's the bitch from Glee whose boyfriend killed himself in Vancouver.
Night. That's right.
Yeah.
Was Corey? Was he the OD?
He was the OD,
and not the one who killed himself after getting busted with child porn.
That's a different guy.
Yeah, but also a Glee cast
member. Also a Glee cast member.
It's awesome that most of the cast of Glee is dead.
And most of them are dead, and none of them did anything after Glee.
No, because even one guy, I guess he was maybe a teacher on it, then not a kid.
I don't think I've seen a single episode
of it.
But
he...
you know why? It's a musical, and I fucking hate musicals.
I have also never seen Glee.
Good.
He was a judge on the most recent before this season of So You Think You Can Dance, and was mysteriously absent from halfway through the season onward because he fucked a contestant.
Nice.
pretty cool.
I like where that's going.
Yeah,
I hope it's the only guy I associate with the show.
It probably is. He's pretty handsome.
It was Jane Lynch. Handsome man.
As I said, he's pretty handsome.
Matthew Morrison.
This guy? Yes, him.
The only person I associate with Glee. You know what? Good for him.
Leah Thomas is my favorite swimmer.
Leah Thomas. Yes, that's right. I'm more of a...
Mark Spitz.
Fallon Fox.
Also sounds like a mid-2000s kind of WWE diva.
She's the trans MMA fighter who transitioned way later and just started murdering just women.
Yeah.
Yeah, look up Fallon Fox, everybody.
But we need more of that. We need
a 22-year-old man who transitions to a woman and then starts doing MMA.
Guys,
murdering women.
If everyone does their part, within one generation, we can kill women's sports.
That's fair. I like that.
Work together.
I like that.
All right. This is an exciting surprise, Drew. I like it.
Yeah. I figured, you know, why limit it to just the men when there's so many other mascots?
Because there might be a fuckable women's mascot that didn't make
it. It's more so about the mascots than it is about women playing sports.
Thank God.
The weird thing about it, though, is that, like, so the men's brackets are broken up into East, West, Midwest, and South.
Yes.
They're played in regions, and then they all convene into one, like, central area for the Elite Eight and on. The women's is Albany 1, Albany 2, Portland 4, Portland 3. So they're only playing in Portland, Oregon, and Albany, New York.
Oh.
Those brackets.
Very east and west.
And then they meet in one place. But it's very weird that it's not. And, like, I don't know where all these schools are because, like, you know, they don't always say exactly where their school, like, you know, they're not always Texas Tech or whatever. But, like, there was a couple when I was going through that, like, didn't really fit in the one they were in, like a school from like North Carolina playing in Portland. You're like, why not Albany? But I guess that's the way you got to break it up.
UC Berkeley's playing in New York.
Yeah. So, okay. If anyone, very, very quick history of this. So maybe.
Oh, yeah. What are we doing?
6 or 7 or 8 or 10 years ago, I just used to do
you just took this upon yourself.
Before we even get started. Just to clarify, Scott nor I could give a fuck about college basketball.
That's very important.
College sports nothing.
Yeah, if you're listening to this episode like, oh, they're doing a college basketball episode, don't worry.
Don't worry, all of you weird furries.
We think this it's isn't as worthless about as you.
Sports.
Yeah. This is not this. I guess this will technically be listed in the sports category.
Theoretically,
on
yes.
YouTube, but don't worry, it's not sports.
In the eyes of the law, this is a sports-related episode.
Yes.
So I definitely had friends who were into the bracketology, as it's called,
yep.
who were doing like betting on stuff and whatever. And I was like, well, I would just pick all of the number one seeds to go to the championship games.
It's crazy enough to work.
Cause like, that's what you would.
That's why they're the number one seeds.
Exactly.
Did Although you say theologically?
No, I was trying to say the logical and theoretically, and I just kind of combined them.
I like that.
But
theologically, I would ask Jesus. Theologically, and he would tell me I would ask Jesus
who's the best choices. But then a lot of like twos and threes and fours win. So, but anyways, so my friends are all doing the actual bracket, and I was like, well, I don't give a fuck about this.
I hate my
like,
friends.
I don't even know who half these teams are. Like, yeah, I would know who I would maybe watch the final four. Just like have it on in the background. Anyways, I decided that a much more interesting way of following March Madness is by just thinking which schools have the best mascots. That's how it started.
And this is years before you were a self-proclaimed furry.
This is, well, I was doing March Madness in my closet. In my furry closet.
Deeply closeted.
Deeply closeted furry closet. where, yeah, but so I was just doing like what was the best looking mascot. That was it. Eventually, I brought this forward to you.
Yeah.
And
after doing it just for years by yourself.
I think I probably did it for 3 or 4 years before I brought it to you.
Yeah.
Sort of before the podcast had taken off. We were still doing nitros and stuff.
Yeah.
And said, like, oh, like, you know, like every year I just do mascot March Madness. And you were like, that's the best thing I've ever heard.
Yes.
So it evolved to the point where we are now doing Smarch Madness every year, and it is our most listened to episode of the year.
With a sample size of one, it is our number one episode
each year. And people like still talk about it, like even though it's once a year. There are people that bring up Smarch Madness
I'm going to be pissed
stuff.
If this doesn't do great.
Well, we better put Roblox.oof in the title.
That is the number one this year so far.
This is based on the actual brackets for the actual basketball tournament, but we have very, very specific guidelines and rules for how Smarch Madness works.
Yes.
Number one, if any of the mascots are a real human being or a costume that is a human being, anything that is not an actual real animal or sadly any real dogs or other real animals, you are automatically disqualified.
Get the fuck out of here.
This is about mascot suits that are
hot.
Get into that.
Okay, sorry.
So that's number one. No humans, no human costumes, no weird space creatures, even though that's not a thing in this. And
no oranges or Syracuse
or Huskers, corn Huskers.
Corn Huskers.
There's an or trees.
Or trees, Stanford. What are you doing?
No real dogs, no real longhorns, because that's one of them. Yeah. Now
probably no real horses. There's probably a real horse in
there.
There
is no real horse in the tournament. There might be in college sports. Now, if that one Continental Hockey League team whose real mascot was a tiger. Would we make an exception for the tiger?
The answer may surprise you. Yes. 1,000%. It would win.
Spoiler alert. I wasn't surprised. That's what I thought you were going to say.
I know.
So that's rule number one.
Yeah.
Now, number two is the criteria of which we judge the suits. So the suits are based on, in no particular order, do we want to fuck it?
Yep.
Joking. That is in specific number one
that's
order.
A strong one.
It's the quality of the suit.
Yep.
It is the realistic appearance of the suit. Mm-hmm. Now, you might say that's a really great looking horse costume, like great detail. They spent $10,000 on that suit, but it's blue.
I think Adam only spent about $6,000.
That's fair.
But it's brown.
But it's brown. And then this, you know, like leopard is a good quality. They spent $1,000 on it, but it's the natural colors. You got to weigh, you got to weigh that up. Now, we also look at, do they have the realistic, like, hands, feet? Do they have tails?
Do they have tails?
Are they just wearing shoes and football gloves?
Yeah.
Like, you know, that kind of plays a factor into it. And
does
then,
the suit look loose?
There's a lot of loose suits.
Yeah.
A lot of loose suits that are just thrown together willy-nilly. I can think of one specifically off the top of my head.
I want a taut suit.
But it's not in the tournament.
Ah, what's that one?
Penn State.
Oh, well, Penn State's disgusting.
Yeah.
Penn State's the worst mascot in college sports.
Yes.
Now, it makes me sad because it's a cat.
There is one in this later on that you're going to see that qualified for the men's bracket.
Yeah.
That is a 16 seed.
Okay.
That the name of the school, the suit fucking blows, but they automatically get an advancement because the other team was a DQ.
Nice.
So a number two seed or a number one seed is an automatic DQ, which is fucking great. So...
Yeah, we would say for the two or three actual sports fans listening to this, maybe don't use this as your actual bracket.
You could.
Or do.
Now, big news this year out of the tournament is that, I don't know, six-time champion and semifinalist from last year, the VCU
and
Rams.
Nearly a finalist, because it was
against one of the Owls.
Yeah, one of the semis between us was like a point of contention, and I was kind of on the side of the non-Owl in one of them, but
I think it was the other one. I think it was the Bull and the Owl. Yeah, it was the Bull and the Owl.
Yeah, so last year's semis were Owl versus Bull and Owl versus Ram, and we had an all-Owl finals.
All-Owls final,
which was then reversed.
Because we couldn't find a picture of the Owl having
Tail feathers. And then
noted friend of the podcast, James Starbucks.
James Q. Starbucks.
Found a picture, sent it to us.
And we're like, that changes everything.
And we had to do an immediate apology the next round. Now, I know who's in the tournament this year. Scott does not.
I think you told me that
the VCU Rams, who went before we did it on the pod, they literally run
year?
For me almost every. I think every year I did it, they were the best costume.
Yeah,
the horns are incredible.
Yeah,
the facial appearance
really
of it is great. It's got proper hands. It's kind of jacked.
It is pretty jacked.
And it's got. I think actually the only downside is I think it has regular human shoes.
Yeah,
I think it's
just shoes. But I think like at least the oversized mascot shoes.
No, I think it has
regular shoes.
I think it has regular shoes.
Interesting.
So
even the winner wasn't perfect.
It did not make the tournament this year. They were usually a 12, a 13, a 14th seed.
Yeah.
So the way that's broken down is it's in the four conferences and it's a 1 to 16 seeding, which I don't know or give a fuck about basketball or college sports.
Yeah.
But some of the ones that were like in the play-in are playing in for the 10th spot.
What?
The 16th team was already in.
Weird.
Like, it was Colorado versus Boise State for the 10th spot.
Yeah.
But I was like, that doesn't make sense. Shouldn't both of them be in and the 15-16 players?
I don't know
how it works.
Yeah.
I just assumed
every play-in was for the 16th seed.
I know there's conferences within the regions, like, you know, the Big 12 and the... whatever.
So maybe it was just a case of like two teams being tied and not necessarily just like the bottom two trying to make the last spot.
But like in theory, wouldn't you want the 16 best teams from that conference?
Seems like you would.
But,
oh yeah. So like, yeah, if that's the case that the other team in the play-in is better than 16.
They're better than 11 to 16.
Yeah. If they're vying for 10.
But I just don't know how it works. Yeah. Cause I don't care.
It's almost like it's stupid.
It is stupid. Only costume, only suits that are animals or animal adjacent.
Yeah.
how bad do we want to bang them? How good is the suit quality? Yeah. Paws, beans, shoes, tails.
Yeah.
How loose are they?
Yeah.
Not sexually, because that falls into number one. That's how we do the judgment.
Yeah.
And then we'll just keep going until we've...
Yeah. And we're going through the actual brackets of the real
The way the tournament works is it's single elimination.
Yeah.
So
64
teams, single elimination. So you win, you move on.
Yeah.
Until you get, you get the first round, the second round, the Sweet 16, the Elite 8, the Final Four, and then the championship game.
Yeah.
So this year also, I decided it might be, now this could be me openly admitting, absolute failure, and this podcast is the worst podcast we've recorded.
Okay, good.
Where previous years I had gone through team by team and saved several pictures of the mascot.
Yes.
And then we would just go through the pictures. But then sometimes you're like, I wish I could see if there was a tail or shoes.
Right.
So we'd have to go look on, find more. And I had the laptop connected to the TV. We were looking at the TV. But I decided that, like, what might be easier is if I just get links to every single mascot's Instagram page.
Did everyone have an Instagram?
Almost everyone. There are some that only the school's athletic page had one, but there's pictures of it on the athletic page.
Okay.
I might just have to scroll down to find them.
Yeah.
But there were, like, I would say on both sides of the bracket, 75% had a mascot specific Instagram.
Pretty good.
And then
they know where their bread's buttered.
And then 20% had an athletics one. And then there's maybe 3, 4, or 5 that are like the lowest ranked schools that barely made it in, that their Instagram following is like 1,000 people.
Yeah.
So I'm going to have to just quickly like look up the pictures. But so that's, I think in theory, streamlines things, because I can just click and blah, 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 we'll have it. And luckily there is enough crossover between the men's and women's brackets that I don't have, we're not doing 64 different schools.
Yeah, it's not going to be 120.
Yeah, maybe. It's probably 80 schools or 85 schools or something like that. So do we start with the women?
Obviously.
Okay. So.
Obviously.
Women's bracket.
That'd be like ending the Oscars with Best Actor, and then the winner's not even there.
Emma, do my eyes see? I think they see Oppenheimer.
When I smoke this weed, it makes me feel like a grandma's boy.
So we'll start off with Albany 1.
All right.
So we're going to go with the number one seed.
Look at all the prep you did.
I always do prep because you can't be too
careful. You can't be too safe.
Number one is the South Carolina Gamecocks.
All right, I'm interested.
Which is a chicken.
It's a chicken.
His name is Cocky.
Cocky the Gamecock.
Which is very funny.
Yep.
He is... Hold on, I'll pivot. I'll pivot.
I'm going to snuggle up closer, though.
So, he's red.
Yeah.
Which, kind of weird. There are red chickens, but not that red.
Yeah.
He's got kind of looks like he's got dreadlocks, but that's just
the crest
of his head.
Yeah.
But it does look like dreadlocks. Now.
Oh.
He's got like a...
His suit is a cone.
The suit is a cone. It looks like it's got a hula hoop in the bottom.
Yeah.
Human legs. It does have mascot feet, though.
Yeah.
But the hands...
But very skinny legs and then mascot
football
feet.
Glove hands.
I do not like the hula hoop bottom of the suit.
The eyes are very much like Looney Tunes.
Yep.
His name is Cocky, which is great.
Fair enough.
He has a girlfriend named Caroline.
Sure.
So, it is what it is.
It's
a real, like, for being the number one seed in Albany 1, it's kind of bad. Although this looks better. The face looks better.
Yeah.
But it's a comically, it's a pelican beak.
Yeah,
it's not a chicken beak. Beaks are little.
Yeah, that's not a gamecock.
So that is the number one seed in Albany 1.
Well, we might be losing, depending on who we're against.
They are up against...
One seed might be gone in the first round.
The Presbyterian Blue Hose.
Go on.
Which are disqualified for being a real human being.
Oh, it's
or like just, the suit is a costume man.
It's just an actual hoe?
It's an actual hoe. It's one of the Godfather's hoes.
Isn't that what Don Imus got in trouble for?
Yes. So, by default, Cocky from South Carolina is automatically advancing to the next round.
Easy enough.
Their opponent will be the winner of North Carolina.
NC.
Which is
Tar Heels?
The Tar Heels, which is a ram.
Oh. I can't remember if it was an animal or
his
not.
Name is Ramses.
Cute.
And he is not too bad. He's kind of jacked.
Oh, he's not bad. He's not as good as the VCU ram, but he's pretty good. Who's the kitty cat?
That's the Pit Panther. P.S. They didn't make it, so don't get too excited about him
The Panther's good. Now I'm just looking at the cat.
Okay.
But Ramses is pretty good.
Horns aren't bad. They're not as good as VCU.
They're not. The arms are a little loose.
They're a little loose, but they're like muscular.
Oh, okay. That's a better picture.
Right? Yeah. He's got human shoes.
Human shoes.
No tail.
Which, but,
rams
but,
have small tails, but you could still have a little tail.
Yeah.
How about this? Just a little tail.
How about just a little bit of tail. As a treat.
Yeah, so the eyes are a little, like, you know, they're a little cartoony, which is fine.
But he's all right.
Yeah, he's got muscle pads.
He does have muscle pads.
Built
yeah.
into the actual suit. He's also apparently got a girlfriend, which nice. I didn't know until
I like
right
that
now.
All the mascots have girlfriends.
Oh, they fuck.
Of Scott, course,
they fuck.
I know they fuck.
Do you
know,
like, I would say 92% of the people wearing the costumes fuck people while wearing the costumes. I think we've had this conversation before.
Oh, yeah.
The only ones
you might
that
be low on
are like a fucking tree. How do you fuck a tree?
No, Stanford tree has never gotten pussy.
So, yeah, like, the suit quality is pretty decent. Like, the face is not bad.
Without knowing the opponent, I like NC's chances.
Horns are good.
Yeah.
The hands are just suit hands.
And
here's
what I'm very comfortable saying. Gamecocks are losing next round, because even if this ram doesn't win, it's better than the Gamecock.
Correct. Correct.
But is this ram making it?
There's his girlfriend whose name is RJ. She looks shitty. I don't like her. Her eyes are bad.
Eyes aren't as good.
Her eyes are the ones that are like that meshy that you can see through ones. She's got blue horns.
You know, like rams do.
Like rams do. So, yeah, I would say Ramses has got a good chance to move on.
I like Ramses.
Their opponents are the Michigan State Spartans.
Uh-oh.
Eliminated.
Easy.
So Ramses is moving on to play the Gamecocks.
I think I know how that one's going.
I think how that one's going.
What do we got next?
Next is number 5, the Oklahoma Sooners.
Not an animal.
I'm going to tell you right now that you're going to like the way you look.
I'm going to like the way I look.
Their mascots are Boomer and Sooner. They are horses.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Not real horses, though.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's weird looking.
Okay.
It's, I wish
you had a tail. It would be not a bad look if you had a tail.
Yeah.
Because I kind of like what they did with the feet. So they're very big heads. This is your...
Too big for the body.
Yeah.
Although Sooner looks better than Boomer, or whichever version is which.
So this is your classic partial fursuit minus tail.
Mm-hmm.
Head, arms, legs.
Yes. Head, arms, feet.
Yeah.
Or like
knee down.
Knee down.
Yeah.
They're wearing football pants,
yeah.
Football jersey, football gloves.
Yeah, big horse head. And then, like, furry arms.
Ooh, mascot tryouts. You want to be a horse?
Maybe.
No, you don't want to be a horse.
Furry arms, and then, like, knee-down furry boots, kind of, that kind of look like hooves. So, I like that. Sooner is better than Boomer.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So you got that one.
Solid.
Nope. Star Wars. You guys are fired. Get out of here.
Ah, they posted a cool May the 4th be with you.
They are facing number 12, Florida Gulf Coast.
It's gotta be a pelican or a manatee.
They are the Eagles.
Okay.
And their mascot's name is Azul.
Ooh.
The Eagle.
I like the name.
No. He's got a tail.
He's got tail feathers.
He's got mascot shoes, not human shoes.
Yeah. He's got, like, yellow leggings to...
Yep. imply
to,
being
to approximate a
bird.
Bird legs.
He's got. I like that he's got the feathers off the bottom of the arms.
I do like that for a bird.
The tail feathers are not bad.
Yeah, that I would like. Here's the thing. Here's the problem with being. And I'm sure, I don't know, our entire listenership can relate to this, a severely autistic furry. Mm-hmm. Like
I have dinosaur autism.
There's always something wrong. I would love some, rigidity to the tail feathers, yep. like sticking up.
I agree.
Cause they're just loose, but it's but like, they're there and I appreciate
it's sort of just a piece of fabric that vaguely resembles tail feathers.
Yeah.
And also the head's a little too big.
Head's a little big.
Just a little bit.
But I
really like the feathers off the arm.
Yeah.
The hand, like the hands, arms, everything looks really good.
I think he beats the horse.
I think he beats the horse.
No one tell Adam.
I think Florida Gulf Coast Eagles Azul moves on.
Let me just say very early in the proceedings today, if we could fucking get some goddamn predators in like the semifinals.
Eagle's a predator.
I guess, but like mammalian predators.
Bam. Florida Gulf Coast, number
because,
12. Moving
like,
on.
Last year's semifinals, two hoofers and two owls. Oh, yeah, who saw that coming?
Me. No, not
me.
Yeah, I would like there to be some representation.
Let's get someone with fangs.
No dogs.
I know, but there's, someone with
there,
fangs.
There are some dogs in this.
I know there's some
dogs. Moving on. Number four, the Indiana Hoosiers eliminated.
Dunzo.
No real humans or the, costume humans.
The mascot is just like a plushy Bobby Knight.
Throwing chairs. Yeah. Throwing plushy chairs.
Yeah.
So their opponent, moving on to the next round, is
who's getting
Lucas
by?
The Stag of Fairfield University.
Another horsey.
I think... Is this one's...
Is he a better horsey or a worse horsey than Oklahoma?
Maybe this is one of the ones that didn't...
Oh, this is a bad Instagram? Oh, there's...
He's a deer.
Oh. Oh, yeah. I don't know why I
don't know. I think if I heard stag,
I think I just
in my head, I would also think horse.
I think I just conflated it with stallion.
Yeah. So, yeah, like...
okay.
Horns are kind of weirdly pushed inward to the face.
Yeah.
Which is... weird, but not bad.
But like full arm with a black bottom of the hand to approximate.
Can't show the Christmas one because it doesn't make
a hoof, but still give finger dexterity, which is fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like them all right.
Mascot shoes, not human shoes.
Yeah, I would like to see a... Drew, can I see a butt?
Can I see a butt?
Can I see a butt,
I think
please?
This I might be one where I have to
an
Google...
Additional...
The
additional
mascot.
Google image search?
They did not have their own mascot page because I believe their following is... Here's a better, like, full body picture.
Okay.
So like...
Furry legs.
Mascot
legs.
Under
shorts.
Another very small detail I left out when we were judging it is one thing that does matter is...
Representation.
Are the arms and hands... connected?
Yes.
Are they one piece,
or is it
arm to the wrist and then gloves?
I really
definitely matters.
I hate seeing just like the end of a sleeve.
Yeah,
and then hands coming out.
I do like the head. The head is nice. Like the quality of the
good.
Head isn't bad. Yeah. Yeah. Are you looking it up on your phone? Is that what you're doing?
I'm looking up Lucas the Stag.
Lucas the Stag's butt. Show me butt.
Computer.
Show me a
Please
new
show.
Tane. Yeah, I luckily they move on automatically, but I think it probably would have moved on over some things.
Yeah.
It's pretty good. Like the costume's nice. Here's him playing basketball. Maybe he's got a tail.
Ooh. Just give me.
That's why I did Instagram, so you can see
zoom
videos.
Zoom out.
Tail. Little tail.
Nice.
Well, good news. He's moving on anyways.
Yeah. But he
that means the bracket, a 12 and 13 moved on and are playing each other in the next round.
Perfect.
That means a 12 or a 13 is moving on to the Sweet 16.
Exactly what you want to see.
Now, next we got a number six, Nebraska.
Cornhusker.
Which is a Cornhusker DQ.
Great.
Not a real
Get
thing. It's
here.
A fucking cornhead.
Boo.
They are playing number 11, the Texas A&M Aggies, which is
bull?
A real dog.
Double DQ?
Double DQ.
Oh, shit.
So that means the whoever wins in the next round...
Straight through.
Straight through. Now, the bracket makes me pick a winner. Okay. So I'm going to go real dog over Cornhusker.
I agree.
Because fuck fake mascots.
Yeah.
So, yeah, double DQ of a 6 and an 11. Moving on, we got number 3, Oregon State Beavers, which is Benny the Beaver.
I like beavers. I hope I hope it's a good suit.
Benny the Beaver.
I want a big flat tail.
Now, I think we did him last year. He's got a dumb, oversized head.
Yeah, and like, and his eyes are too small.
And human shoes.
People's shoes.
He's don't his feet look tiny?
His feet look, because he's got furry legs under shorts.
That's
and
a good one.
That's a sick picture. And the legs are very puffy. And then he's just got tiny little, like, size 9 human shoes.
He's got a big, long tail.
Good big beaver tail.
Big beaver tail.
Silly
head. Arms and gloves seem to be connected.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Not bad.
They're
one-piece arms.
The head is too big, for sure.
Yeah.
The head is way too big, but like the teeth look good.
Yeah.
I
think even with different eyes, it'll look better.
Yep.
But he's not bad.
I think it's pretty good.
Yeah.
Oregon is playing, rivals, I guess. I don't know college sports, but they're close, so I assume they're rivals. The Eastern Washington Eagles.
Ooh, another eagle.
And their mascot, Swoop.
Swoop.
Swoop, there it is. Come on. Which is weird. I think in this tournament, I think there's two schools that have an eagle that is named Swoop.
Weird.
I think there's two. So this one.
This looks not bad.
This eagle fucks.
Oh, this
eagle. So tail's much better than the other eagle
we saw.
That's
a more solid tail.
It's a lot more like defined sort of
feathers.
And
not as droopy.
That's an old picture. I think this is the evolution of the mascot. Ah. So. Yeah, so beak pretty good. Like
it's a pretty
shoes.
I'm liking a lot of what I'm seeing. He's got like full eagle legs and feet.
Yeah. I forgot Montana State rocked, but also they're not in the tournament. So don't get too excited about Montana State.
Damn. Stop showing me good stuff.
Well, maybe they should stop being friends with better mascots.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he's got the full talons and legs.
Yeah.
The arms appear to be one piece. Obviously the only downside I'll say to it is that he doesn't have the feather frills under the arm, but the feet and tail actually make up for that.
They do.
The head's
very good.
Proportionally sized.
Yeah.
The eyes look really good.
Here he is stealing valor in this picture. It's pretty cool.
How do you know that Swoop didn't serve in the military?
You know what? Maybe he served. Oh, he's doing
maybe he was tricks. He was a drone striking eagle.
True. Best feat so far.
Oh, you're going to do a backflip? No way. I mean, barely, but you did it. You did it.
Yep.
All right. So you got Swoop or you got the Beaver? I think Swoop.
I think Swoop.
I think Swoop's moving on.
God, it's tough for mammals out there.
Man, a 12, a 13, an 11, a 14. But the 11 is a default because it's a real dog. So
now that's a bracket.
Eastern Washington with Swoop. Is moving on through.
give us a nice lead into the next one while I pee.
Well, the next Black Sheep. Well, while Scott's doing that, this is one of the mascots I had mentioned to Scott about changing their mascot. Now, the team used to have, I guess, what could be shown as a racist mascot, the Ole Miss Rebels, which I believe was just like a guy, Confederate soldier guy. They decided, leave it to Ole Miss to be progressive enough to realize, hey, our Southern general mascot is kind of racist. And they decided to go with Tony the Land Shark. The Ole Miss Tony the Land Shark is number, what did I say, 8? 7. Tony the Land Shark is their mascot now.
Drew, I must have misheard you from the bathroom, but I could have sworn you said Tony the Land Shark.
Yep, that's what I said.
He and so he is. He's got a very boxy head.
He's muscular.
He has muscular arms.
But yeah, his head is very much like they bought a giant cube of foam.
Yeah.
And somebody just carved away at it until it was a shark.
I want a dorsal. I at least want a dorsal fin.
It's kind of, I guess it's not hard.
They can do it.
He's literally just got a football player body. So like football player shoulder pads, football player pants. Yeah,
besides head and arms,
shoes,
he's just a guy.
He's wearing football gloves, but he's got long, like spandex gray arms that are muscular. It would be cool if that was just the guy's muscles, but I don't think it is. I think it's half and half.
But and it'd also be cool if like that extended for more of the body. Then I'd be more into this.
Wear short pants and then the legs. I guess it's hard to do the feet, but... You could, like, considering your old mascot was a racist old guy, you could just try slightly harder.
You could try harder. I mean, yeah, so, just do what furry artists do with, like, anthro sharks and just, like, kind of give them claws for no reason.
Yeah. So, Tony Landshark for Ole Miss is up against number 10, which is the Marquette Golden Eagles and Iggy.
Okay. Another fucking eagle.
Spoiler alert, there's a lot of Eagles in this. This year has maybe the most Eagles I've ever seen.
A lot of Patriots.
So Iggy the Eagle.
Yeah.
Let's see if we can get one here. So he does have a tail. He's got the arm feathers.
He's got arm feathers
under the arm. Human shoes. Don't like that.
Yeah.
Here he is at a wedding. Here he is playing basketball.
He looks like the Eagle from the Muppets. The head.
Sam the Eagle?
Yeah. The head is the like the shape of Sam.
Yeah, it really is. Legs are a little loose.
Legs are a little baggy. Little baggy on the legs. The arms are okay.
Hands are separate pieces, though, because they look like gloves.
Yeah.
Just give me one good full body. I mean, it's the head very much looks like a mascot costume head.
Yes.
I do like the arm feathers. I haven't seen a butt yet. I'm thinking no tail.
I thought I saw something with the
A little tiny tail. A little tiny tail.
There you go.
Not quite as prominent as the
swoop.
The swoop one or the other eagle.
Yeah.
But it's fine.
I think he's got more going on than the shark.
I mean, the shark is just the head and that's it. So I think he moves on based on the fact that he's actually... I mean, the arm feathers are a big plus for me.
Yep.
He does have a tail, even though it's not quite as good as other tails. So I think Marquette is moving on.
So this is our third eagle in the round of 32?
Third eagle in the round of 32.
All right.
Then the final matchup for Albany 1 is the Notre Dame Fighting Irish.
See ya!
Get the fuck out of here. Against number 15, Kent State Golden Eagles.
What the fuck is going on?
Flash is his name. I told you, man, a lot of Eagles. So, and this is the second Golden Eagle in this side of the bracket.
Yeah.
Let's see. Oh, maybe this was, no, this was the fucking... Everything but Beauty and the Beast. All right, here we go. We have to go lower to get a picture. I think that's an older picture. No, that's him.
Okay.
This might be one of the ones where... Yeah, there we go. So head is comically oversized.
Real big head.
It's got like a comedic-looking teethy grin.
Yeah.
It does have tiny arm feathers, but only under the wrist.
Yes.
The suit kind of looks baggy.
It does look baggy.
Man, considering this is his Instagram page.
This is his Instagram?
There's not a...
He's not, like... Yeah.
So he does have the shoes, the talon feet. He does have them.
Oh, he does.
Not as defined as the other ones.
And I think I saw tail feathers in that same picture as the feet.
Yeah, considering this is his Instagram. I mean, obviously, Kent State...
Show yourself off.
There we go. Yeah, so they're there.
Not bad.
I can see tail.
Yeah, no pants.
No pants.
Just
it is a bodysuit and yellow leggings.
Yeah, just shirt.
Just shirt.
Yeah, he's not Donald Ducking it.
Yeah, pretty
Winnie
good. Winnie the Pooh-ing. Pretty good. Winnie the Pooh-ing.
Yeah.
All right. Now, I mean, it moves on no matter what.
Yeah,
because it's up against a human thing.
Yep.
A fighting Irish.
Which seems redundant.
I don't like that it. I mean, yeah. Now, do we finish this part of the bracket and then move on? Is that how we've always done it? No, we've always.
No, I think do like the whole round.
You don't want to do it while it's fresh in our brains?
Oh, I see your game. So we get like
South Carolina, North Carolina. I didn't even notice that.
Fun
battle of the Linas.
So you're proposing we get the 16. Oh, just
let's
this.
Move on to the 16 okay. And then do the next one.
Okay.
Right? I think just it's so easier. It's easier than going back yeah. through and doing the 32s. And doing, okay, yeah. So
we're staying in the same bracket and doing the next round
of
what we just said.
The next round of the same bracket. So, South Carolina Gamecocks, which yep. was the red kind of yep. hula hoopy bottom dumb fucking bird.
The one that's losing.
And the North Carolina Tar Heels, which was, of course, the muscular ram.
He's in.
So he's automatically going on. So yep. North Carolina, congratulations. You upset number one South Carolina.
Yep.
Then you got Florida Gulf Coast, which was Azul the Eagle.
Azul was which one? Azul know. Was the first one?
I'm going to bring them both up, and then you can tell me which one you think is sexier.
I think Azul was the one with the droopy tail feathers?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Versus?
Versus Fairfield, which I think is also... No, that's Lucas the Stag.
Interesting.
So that is an interesting matchup. Because neither one of them's bad, but neither one of them is great. Outstanding.
But I remember getting excited for the appearance of Lucas the Stag's tail.
Yes, which was in a video.
So I'm leaning Stag, and if maybe also just to thin out the eagle herd a bit.
Fairfield's got too many bitches in their thing. A lot of ladies. Maybe Fairfield's the way to go. Where is Fairfield University? If you had to guess.
Fairfield. I'm just thinking of Fairfax, Virginia, but I don't know.
Fairfield.
I'm going to go Illinois.
That sounds right, to be honest. Could be Iowa.
Fairfield,
Iowa.
College? University?
Yeah, I don't know what it is. University.
Fairfield Stags. Where? Just tell me. Why don't you just?
Well, you just show me the name. Tell of me the state you're in.
Where you're from? No, this is just gonna tell me about sports. Hey, give me the goods. No, I don't think it's Hamilton, New Zealand. I really don't. Fairfield, Connecticut.
Oh, yeah. Okay, that makes sense. That makes sense.
I'm going to Stag. Do you have a strong...
I think I'm leaning towards Azul. I find his horns to be kind of stupid looking. That they're, like, kind of pointing towards the front of his face.
Let me have a close
look. I was trying to find the video of his butt, but I don't... I apparently went too far. Here, let's just do reels and see if it's in reels. Come on. Come on. There we go. See? Look at all these bitches. There's too many ladies.
Post yourself.
I think that this is the school's page, not his page.
Mascot specific.
Yeah, he didn't have one because they're too low ranked, I guess.
Gotcha.
I don't even know where I found the video before, but now it's not even here. Did they delete? Oh, here it is.
In real time?
In real time. So the tail's cute.
One piece arms,
but like, yeah. Oh, I guess I can't pause the video. I mean, I can pause the video, but yeah, like, look at the horn. Like, that's the only thing. Oh,
they're not bad.
That's the thing. Like, they encroach on the eyes, which is kind of weird to me.
A little, I guess.
I don't really like the encroaching, but yeah, I guess it is better. I mean, he does. He has mascot feet. Doesn't have the talons. Tails mid.
Droopy.
There is a better eagle that's got better under the arm.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, let's go Fairfield. I'll do Fairfield.
Fairfield, baby.
Fairfield, which is a a number 13 moving on nice. To the Sweet 16.
It's got
16.
A couple fucking mammals in there.
So this was the Texas A&M Aggies, which we moved on because we had to. So they're eliminated.
Yep.
So the Eastern Washington Eagles, Golden
which,
Eagles.
Which was a good one.
Which was Swoop.
Swoop's good.
Which is a good one. And then we got the Marquette, which was another Iggy the Golden Eagle.
I think Swoop is better than Iggy.
Swoop is better than Iggy, for sure.
Is that the matchup? Or
No.
Oh, no, not
Swoop,
yet.
Swoop automatically moved on because they were against the Aggies, which is a dog.
And the other one is...
This is the one with the weird head and the, you know, like...
Oh, it's Sam.
Sam. And then versus Kent State, which was also Eagles. Golden Eagles Flash. There are so many Eagles in this side of the bracket.
And what did Flash look
like? So he's the one with the bit with the big oversized head.
Oh, with like the teeth.
The teeth. Man, that's tough. Neither one's good. Or neither one's great.
I'm going Kent State. I'm going Kent State for no pants.
No pants and the towns.
Yes.
Yeah. All right, sorry, Iggy. Get the fuck out of here. Kent State.
Eagle,
so
Eagle versus Eagle next
Eagle,
round?
Eagle. So there's going to be an Eagle in the Elite Eight, no matter what. versus a Ram and... Wait, was Fairfield... Was a Stag.
Fairfield's the Stag.
So a Stag or a Ram and two Eagles.
Okay.
So that's the next round of that bracket.
Okay.
So, Portland 4. I don't know why it's Portland 4. I think I might have put it as Portland 1. Because I wasn't sure why they broke it up like that.
I don't know.
So, number one, Texas Longhorns.
This is back to first round.
First round matchups. New teams.
In the other corner of the bracket.
Texas Longhorns. Disqualified. It's a real Longhorn bowl.
Out of here.
Don't like it. Against number 16, Drexel, which are the Dragons, and Mario the Magnificent is his name.
Okay.
I'm gonna tell you right now, it's not bad. It's not a bad suit, but it's a fucking dragon, so I don't think he's going far. It's got wings, no tail.
No tail.
Mascot legs, arms, mascot shoes.
Yeah. Head's kind of fun.
Head's fun. Good teeth.
Yeah.
Like he's pretty fun, but yeah. Well, it's gonna be hard for a dragon to move on unless it's up against garbage.
Congratulations.
Oh, look at that one. You like that one? That's a good one. The 1940s, 50s. One, so Drexel automatically moves on.
Congratulations.
Then you got number 8.
You beat a cow.
Alabama Crimson Tide, which is an elephant.
Oh, yeah.
Named right. Big Al, that if I'm being honest, looks like shit.
I see.
I think we said this last year. It's got the dumb horn. The baggiest costume.
Trunk. The trunk has, okay, the trunk is 3 feet long, but it only has
nine
inches of structural integrity.
Yeah.
And then it's just loose. Looks like shit.
Loose skin. Now, I like the hands. The hands
are like
the feet.
Are like elephant feet. He's got a little tail.
So are the feet.
And so are the feet. God damn.
But that nose, are you going to close the nose? Yeah, that's what I thought. You're going to close the nose in the thing. Ha ha, very funny. The eyes are very cartoony.
Yeah.
I like the rest of the
like
head.
And entirely, change the head and it's pretty good.
Yep. I think it's got a little tail.
It does.
It's got a tiny little tail.
Yeah.
Now, good news is it's up against the Florida State Seminoles, which is a white guy as an Indian, which is eliminated.
Sad.
So
you made it.
Alabama automatically moves on, which means
number one,
crappy Drexel and crappy Alabama are against each other. And that means one of them's moving on.
No matter what. If you get an easy part of the bracket, like a not very good one can make
somebody,
it pretty
somebody
far.
From Portland 4 that's not very good is going to go to the Elite Eight.
Yeah.
Because of how bad those two are.
Yeah.
Next up is number 5 Utah, which is the Utes.
Of course.
But is a red-tailed hawk named Swoop.
Our second
that
Swoop.
That was the other Swoop.
The tournament?
So I think...
Our second Swoop of this side of the bracket.
There could be an all Swoop Final Four. not bad. Not bad at all.
Ooh, I love
the head is the beak is realistic.
I love the bottom of the head.
Yeah.
With like the feathery
yeah.
Like crown around the bottom.
Now, human legs.
Human legs.
Human feet.
at least red leggings, sort of.
Sometimes. Yeah, sometimes. That was a different one. I don't know who the fuck that guy is, but that guy can fuck off. The head is maybe the best head we've seen so far. The beak is made out of like plastic,
like hard
plastic or like rubber.
Yeah, and maybe. It's like yellow with a black tip.
Yep. The tail is awesome.
Yeah,
it's got red tips with black and white.
Oh, and it's got a bit of like 3D-ness. 3D-ness.
They're loose. I don't think they're all connected. They're like loose.
Ah,
pretty
good.
The back of the arms have a little bit of feathers.
Oh, yeah.
Now, it's got human feet, human legs, human arms, and human gloves.
Yes.
Which, you know, works against it, but I think the head and the tail
are really good.
Are awesome.
Really good.
I think the head and the tail are the best part of this. The eyes look great on it. The eyes are very realistic looking. Swoop. Another swoop. They're against a good one.
Oh,
they're against one that I think went kind of far last time.
Interesting.
Which is the South Dakota State Jackalopes.
Ooh, okay.
Which I think went kind of far last year.
Not a real animal, but a combination of two real animals.
Ooh, maybe this is one I gotta look up. Again, lower seated ones don't always have.
Yeah. What was the school?
South Dakota State.
SD State. Is it jackalopes or jackrabbits?
Oh, sorry. Jackrabbits. I don't know why I said jackalopes. Jackrabbits. My bad.
Okay, kind of fun.
It's very Bugs Bunny kind of.
Yeah, cartoony.
That's a good logo. I like that logo.
Their logo's good. Cartoony bunny head.
Why is everything such bad quality?
It's because everything was taken with a...
Oh, translated from
Nokia.
Japanese? What?
I mean, Japanese love mascots.
I guess they do, but... it took me the page that didn't even take me the picture. Give me... Yeah, so, like, it's got human hands.
Yeah, furry arms.
Furry arms, big furry ears, big ears that come out of a hat.
Yeah.
With a little bit of hair.
Backwards hat, Drew style.
Backwards hat, my style, which people love. They love it that I wear backwards hats.
Yeah.
Again, why is everything... Okay. Human feet, rabbit, mascot legs, doesn't appear to have a bushy tail,
I would say, are we thinking no tail? I think we're thinking...
I think... Even if this has a tail, I think it still
doesn't beat.
I think it still loses because of how good the head and tail are of Swoop.
I think Swoop 2 takes it.
Swoop 2, baby. Utah. Next up is number 4, Gonzaga, which is the Bulldogs, which I thought was a real mascot, but turns out it's actually... I thought it was a real dog. Because every other bulldog in
this... They love having real bulldogs.
...is a real bulldog. Yeah. And it's definitely not the, like, 70th bulldog mascot they've had in the history of the school.
No, it's the same one. Oh, I don't love this,
this
one.
This one's terrible.
Dumb head.
Bad quality head.
It looks cheap.
At least it's got full arms, full legs,
but loose.
I do like that it's got the spiked collar.
Yeah, it does have a spiked collar,
which is fun.
Yeah.
It's fake muscular.
Yeah.
Oh no, it's going after the other swoop. the face is really bad.
Yeah, it's not a good face.
I guess because they tried to make it look realistic to a bulldog, but. It's got an underbite, like bulldogs have. It's got ears. It's great. No tail.
If the other one is shitty, it could make it, but I like its opponent's chances.
It's up against UC Irvine, which is Peter the Anteater.
Okay, we're going outside the box.
I've not seen an Anteater mascot. But here we are.
Don't be shitty. Don't have a loose nose. Oh, he's not bad. The head, he's got a tail.
He's got a nice tail. Muscular arms.
Now, this is the first mascot I've seen where the guy wearing it looks through the neck and not the eyes.
Yes. I think it's meant to look like it more like an anteater, I guess. So show me your butt.
You can definitely tell he's got a tail.
I want to see the tail.
You can even... Yeah. Okay. It's like a stuffed...
I don't like how loose it is at the base. But he's got like a little claw points, little tip hands.
Oh, I missed that.
See?
Oh, he does.
He's got the stripe on the arm is pretty cool. I like that he's got the coloration on the inside of the legs.
Yeah, I like it when it's not just monotone.
You know what? I think he beats the Bulldog.
Yeah.
Congratulations to Peter the Anteater of UC Irvine.
UC Irvine.
California boys. Next one is the Tennessee Volunteers, which I thought was a human.
A volunteer.
But it is, in fact, a dog named Smokey.
Okay.
It's not. I think last year we talked about it that it's not bad.
Oh yeah,
the head is oversized,
but decent looking, like realistic looking.
Paw pads on the hands.
Paw pads on the hands. Dog feet. No pants.
Tail. No pants.
Pretty good.
The eyes look really good. The detail on the face is really good. It's got like a big muzzle.
Yep.
Yeah. I think last year we really liked this one. We were surprised that we liked it. And we were mad because it's a dog.
I know.
But yeah, so Smokey.
Pretty good, Smokey. Pretty good.
Smokey is up against Green Bay's
Cheese Man.
Green Bay, the Green Bay Phoenix.
Flash with a PH.
And a Flash with a PH.
I like it. Let's see. Are you going to take down the dog?
This might have been one of the ones that I had to because they're such a low ranked. I don't think. Yeah, here you go.
Oh, he's not bad.
He's a green bird.
I wasn't
bird.
Expecting green Phoenix.
Green bird, which maybe, I don't know. He's got the beak. The beak is good. I like the beak. I like the eyes. I like the coloration around, like the fact that he's got a black stripe around the eye. He's got a mohawk that's white and black.
He does. He's got
muscular arms.
With feathers.
With feathers. He's got the gloves, not one suit.
Show tail and feet.
Show tail and feet. I will never say no to tail and feet. Oh, a naked boy. Just for you, Scott. Yeah, this might be one of the ones we gotta look up.
Do additional.
Yeah, because I think the school, research. It's Green Bay. They have 3,000 followers.
Nice.
It's just Green Bay Athletics, so I don't know. I assume there would be more mascot, but there's not a ton of mascot.
Looks like bird feet.
Okay, I like that. I can buy in bird feet. And any visualization on a tail?
That's a good question.
That's literally the only video of the bird
that in
on their athletics page. They have not posted another, like, obviously their mascot is not important to their school.
Let's see.
Seeing one picture that doesn't show anything. And then the rest of it is just student athletes.
Now, this guy looks different than
what I'm showing you.
Than what you had.
Well, maybe they got different.
It's a different head.
New ones, old ones.
UW Green Bay. I mean, it must be the same.
he's got something. Looks like a little bit of a tail.
That does look like a little bit of a tail. I found this guy. I don't know what's going on with this guy.
Oh. UWGB.
University of Wisconsin Green Bay. But
I don't know if that's the same thing. Because that's their school logo. It's just a G and a B.
Oh, interesting. Okay. So do two, like,
Green Bay.
Green Bay.
Oh, man, Phoenix. The Green Bay Gamblers mascot's not bad, but that's that's U.S. Hockey League. Sure, a lot of girls in these pictures. I don't really appreciate the amount of... Yeah, bird feet. Can confirm bird feet.
Bird feet.
Just a matter of if he's got a butt. This might be the first tough one we've had to do.
And it's too bad because like they're both better than a lot of others in their bracket.
They both are absolutely should be moving on further. But
so this picture, if you look closely at the crotch, is that
that's a tail.
That's some tail showing through.
That's some tail. But I just want to see what the tail looks like.
I know.
What if now hear me out. Do mm-hmm. I have a good idea or a bad idea? This is a real good idea, bad idea. I'm going to go to youtube.com. I'm going to type in Flash, right? That was?
Yeah, Flash with a PH.
The Phoenix mascot. And see if I can get, like, him jumping off a trampoline doing a dunk or something.
That'd be cool.
No, what's this? That, look, that. Ah, see? But now this video is saying Flash with a P. And it is the one you looked at. But I don't, yeah, interesting. I don't know what's happening. Because on all their social media,
yeah,
it's not that mascot.
It's this guy.
It's that guy. But then,
two?
So that's like, see, those videos are all dated 2018.
Yeah.
So maybe that's the old mascot, and then this is the new mascot. They spent some money.
Confirmed tail.
Okay. Now we're in a real tough situation.
Yeah, we are.
Because I think,
as a matter of fact,
I don't know.
I think the dog has a little better head.
Better head. I like the paw pads on the hands.
Yeah.
Tail could be better,
but it's there.
But it's there.
And it's
a full body suit.
And it's about relatively the right length for,
yep,
a dog that size, yep, for a person sized dog of that breed.
Yeah. I mean, I do like underarm feathers,
yep,
for Flash. The beak, like, the face isn't bad.
It's pretty good. But I do think the dog face is better.
Yeah, dog face is definitely better. But I think the body on this might be better. It's a little, it's kind of muscular. It's not loose. It's got the underarm feathers. I like that it's got the color that kind of, the black and white that breaks it up.
Yeah.
I just wish that they were a bigger school that had more visualization on. Listen, if you're the head of any university or college in the United States of America,
make sure your mascot has an Instagram.
Make sure that your social media team is very heavily focused on the mascot,
yes,
and not the student athletes.
Yeah, agree.
Because when it comes time for Smarch Madness, don't you want your team to advance?
Yeah.
Like, don't you want them to hypothetically be champions of the mascot March Madness? Or sexy March Madness, sorry.
Show me the dog again. I think I'm going dog.
I think I want to go Phoenix.
Shit.
I think the body on this is so much better than the human body on this. I think, yes, the head is better on the dog.
Yeah.
I think everything else is better on the Phoenix. And the head is still very good.
It's still good. Does the dog have dog feet?
He does have dog feet. They're just black.
Okay. Yeah.
But, like, the legs and arms are just human legs and arms under a suit. Actually, yeah, the arms might just be... Oh, I can't see the guys wearing a fucking fucking Santa outfit. Oh, no, they are fur.
Yeah.
I thought they were just, like, Under Armour shit.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I think the body on the dog is too human, and this is...
More of a Phoenix.
Muscular, it's a costume, the arm feathers. I think everything on the Phoenix is better than the dog, except for the head, but the head is still very good.
Yeah. Tough one. Whoever loses is getting screwed.
100%. Yeah. 100%. If the other shame. One was up against
real shame.
Drexel or Alabama,
I'd say anything
they're
in this,
moving on.
In this corner of the bracket, yeah, so far. Huh. What the hell do we do?
I don't know.
Do we flip a coin? Do we have a fight?
I don't know. That's the problem with only having two people.
I know.
That's why I should have brought in Charles Woodson. No, that's football. Charles Oakley.
Charles Barkley.
Charles Oakley. Noted cool guy, Charles Oakley.
Chris Webber.
Who's definitely not banned from seeing Toronto Raptors games live. No, New York Knicks games live.
Yeah.
Because he started a fight in the crowd.
Mm-hmm.
I think everything about the Phoenix body is so much better than the dog body.
I think you feel stronger about the Phoenix than I feel about the dog. So Phoenix.
I like the compromise.
Yeah.
Don't expect me to compromise later.
Understood. Thank you for doing this. I will not do the same for you.
So we got North Carolina State.
Mr. and Mrs. Wolf. W-U-F.
W-U-F.
Are they wolves?
They're wolves.
Okay. Oh, I think I remember this logo.
It's Nightmare Fuel.
It's a little terrifying. The eyes are big and crazy.
The eyes also look like they're glued on after the fact.
The teeth are just triangles.
It's got a tail. It's got dog feet. It's got big dog paws.
Yeah.
It's a gray wolf, obviously. I also don't know why there isn't a picture of Mrs., considering it told me there was two.
I literally saw Mr. and Mrs. Wolf, but...
Teeth are good, nose are good, eyes are good, or ears are good, eyes are kind of bad.
Eyes are kind of crazy.
I don't really like the scary eyes. And the tail, tail's good.
Tail's there.
Tail's long, it's got a white tip. There she is. Oh, she's just a head and tail, then a woman.
Yeah, she's a 1950s
a human woman.
Cheerleader with a wolf head and tail. Which, I don't know, you could do worse.
You could do worse. Okay. I wouldn't kick her out of bed.
I like two-tone tail.
Two-tone tail.
White tip.
Yep.
Gray on the rest. All right, so...
Okay, so that's Mr. Wolf. And they are up against Chattanooga the Moccasins. Although they're not called the Moccasins, they're called something else, but... Scrappy Mock.
So is it like a snake?
It's a bird.
Oh. So I thought like a water moccasin.
Water moccasin is a snake, but
it's a bird.
This guy fucks. Oh. This guy fucks.
Oh. Sorry, dog. We got a second dog loss in a row. Because that's a nice head.
That's a great head. The beak is, again, it's like a rubber or a plastic.
Yeah.
The eyes are very sinister. It really wants to kill you.
It's got talons.
It's got talons. It's got muscular
muscle arms,
but it does have gloves over arms, which again is a minor critique.
It's got tail feathers.
It's got a little bit of arm feather, but they don't look great.
They're sort of wristy arm feathers.
But yeah, it does have a tail. Tail's also not great.
It's not great. But great head.
Great head.
Talon feet.
Talon feet. Talon feet with
two-tone legs.
Two-tone legs.
It's got like a fur material down to like mid shin, and then it's like a jagged hem, and then blue leggings, and then yellow bird feet, which is a nice look. Wolf's out, bird's in.
This is a big avian year for
Jesus
women's murder.
Christ.
So Chattanooga's in. Chattanooga choo choo.
Yep.
Track
29.
Next up, we've got Iowa State, which is the Cyclones, but it's a cardinal.
Okay.
Named Cy. Which I believe is pretty decent. It's a little comical.
Oh, like the beak and mouth is real big.
Real
and
big.
It's a big smile.
And it's got real anime eyes.
Yeah. But we got bird legs, bird feet.
Yeah, feathers under the arms. Yeah. That's a BYU cougar. I don't care for that. It's got a tail.
You got a tail.
Okay. Yeah, the head is very cartoonish.
Yeah.
But the rest of it's pretty good. Oh, I like the sort of pattern feature on the legs of...
Oh.
Right? It's got ripples.
Oh, yeah.
Which is good.
That's good.
A big tail.
Yep.
Big old tail.
Pretty good.
Yeah, I think everything other than the cartoonish look of the face. There you go.
Yeah.
A little bit of muscles.
Yep.
But pretty decent.
Not bad.
Got
a shot.
They are up against Maryland, which I think
crabs
are the Maryland Terrapins, which is a tortoise.
Oh.
Named Testudo.
A fucking tortoise. Is a terrapin a tortoise?
I don't know, but that's what they are.
I thought it was a bird. Shows what I fucking
It's know. Dumb, so don't get too excited. Ooh, one-handed. You didn't last that long. I thought you were going to last longer than that, you dumb bitch. So it's got like a vinyl tortoise shell.
I don't like the shell. Could be better.
I don't like the shell either. I think it could be much better. The face
is okay.
Not bad. It's a decent quality. It's got silly eyes.
It does have silly eyes.
Oh,
yeah, like the shell is just like slipped over everything.
Yeah, it's a brown suit.
Yeah.
It's got mascot boots that are made of the same fur.
Yeah.
It's got gloves. But the suit, the
Shell is for me.
Very silly.
Cardinals in.
I think Cardinals in. Done. Fucking avians,
so many
man.
Birds.
Goddamn
what
avians.
What a disaster.
And finally, the last one on this side is the worst mascot in the fucking thing.
Okay.
Stanford, which are the Cardinals.
Yeah, but their
mascot is a fucking tree.
Yeah.
I wrote DQ, a fucking tree.
Yes, you did.
And they are against Norfolk State, which are the Spartans,
oh,
which is DQ'd.
Dunzo.
Iowa State Cardinals automatically advance to the next round.
To the Sweet 16.
I'm going to do Norfolk because Stanford is so fucking dumb.
Yeah.
And Iowa moves on.
Wow.
That is so dumb. Now.
So back to the next round of still this side of the bracket.
Yes. So we have the Drexel Dragons, yep, which was Mario the Magnificent,
mm-hmm,
which was the blue one, yep, but
oh,
just wings, no tail. Yep. Like, against Alabama Crimson Tide, which is the elephant.
Really? One of those is moving to 16?
Yeah, I think the Drexel Dragons moves on.
The elephant's body pretty
good. It's too loose.
But that trunk sucks.
Trunk sucks.
And a trunk is a very important part of an elephant.
It is.
Yeah, it's a silly dragon.
We got the Utah Utes, which was the red-tailed hawk, which is Swoop.
Yeah.
Which has the awesome two-toned, multiple colored tail with that they're all separate. Yes. The great looking face.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Which is up against UC Irvine, which is the anteater.
It is fine.
Still
but,
good, but
it's
not Swoop.
Swoop wins.
Swoop, there it is.
Yeah.
Then next up, we've got the Green Bay Phoenix.
Yep.
And the Chattanooga Scrappy Mox.
Which was a bird.
A bird.
Who's. Look, I have forgotten.
Okay, well, that's fine. I will bring it up again. Great face is what it is. It's the one with the great, terrifying face.
Oh, okay. So this guy's against who?
This one is against the other Swoop? No.
No.
This one is against Green Bay. The Phoenix that I was very strongly...
Yeah, I think this is the end of the line for the Phoenix. Because that's a great fucking head on the moccasin.
It's a great... It is a great, great head, and it looks terrifying.
Yeah.
Again, my only argument is that the body on the Phoenix is so much better than the body on, like... You know?
It's better.
That's my argument, is that it's got a mascot body.
Mm-hmm.
With the two-tone feathers under the arm, the two-tone tail. The arms are kind of shitty on this one.
They do have the arm feathers. He's got pretty good feet.
Like, these look kind of crappy. They look like afterthoughts. But they were like, oh, the arms
should
look
we throw
human.
Some, yeah. Good feet, though. Good feet. What are Flash's feet like, or were they hard to find?
I believe they were hard to find, but they were bird feet.
They are bird feet.
They were bird feet, and the tail was good. I think I'm gonna die on my sword here that the Phoenix moves on. The body is just so much better than the body of the Chattanooga.
I'm just gonna ask you to look at the Chattanooga head one more time, and if that doesn't sway you, fine.
I mean that's the thing, is if you're just going off head,
I know you, and you don't just go off head, but just it's a really good head.
I know, but the body is just a human body with loose legs.
Yeah,
right. Like you don't think that the body of this guy.
Oh no, that guy's body's better.
I don't. That's the thing, is I feel like his head is still really good.
It's still good.
If the head sucked,
yeah.
Then I wouldn't be so focused on the body.
If the head sucked, he'd probably lose to the dog.
But I think as a full mascot, I think
total
he's
package.
Total package over really good head
and okay
body.
The rest, yeah. I wish Chattanooga had worse feet because it would make it easier.
Yes.
I
still think I'm dying on my sword of the Phoenix.
Okay, that's fine.
I think it's full package Phoenix. And then obviously it was Iowa State, Norfolk State, and Norfolk was automatically DQ'd because of being a human. So yeah. 16, 5, 11, and 7.
Good stuff.
All right.
So up to the top right of the bracket now.
Yeah, we'll be doing Albany 2.
Back to first round.
So Albany 2's got the Iowa Hawkeyes, which is a hawk named Herky.
Herky.
I guess he does the Herky Jerky, or he's Herkimer Homolka, maybe.
Hmm.
He looks dumb. Just to get it out in the open. He looks stupid.
Oh, I remember this guy.
Yeah. His beak.
He's got like a, he somehow has a double sneer on both sides with the beak in the middle.
It's like how a kid would draw.
I'm sorry, is that no tail? Is that a guy in a hawk head, basically?
It's a guy in a hawk head.
And arm sleeves?
And arm sleeves. He's got mascot shoes.
Okay.
Yeah, no tail, bro.
No tail. Zero tail.
No tail. Okay.
This might be easy, but who knows? Maybe he's in a bad side of the bracket and goes to semifinals.
Herky the Hawk is against... did they not do... I guess there's still one qualifier that's not...
Let's see what happened.
Holy Cross mascot. Crusader. Oh, it's a monk, and I think he's eliminated. I don't know. I guess maybe that's today?
Is it?
Well, I can tell you right now, their scores for today are, and it is happening today. That's the WBIT, that's the NIT. Where's the qualifying? First round, NIT. These are all the secondary turns. Ah, play-in game. 4:00. There is a play-in game that...
Well, it's before 4:00, so we'll have to look at both teams and pick who's going in.
Well, Holy Cross is a Crusader, which is a human.
So the other one goes in if they're anything.
And the other one is... Oh, yeah. UT Mason? UT... What the fuck are they called?
Which T? Texas?
UT... UT butt sex. UT Jesus sex. Fuck are they called? I'm your fucking ball.
This has gone off the rails.
Where's the goddamn... There's so many games today that are all in the... Like, the non... The other tournament, because there's, like, the play-in, like, the WBIT and shit. NCAA play-in tournament. That's the one that I want. Where is the other game? Unless it happened yesterday and they haven't updated this thing.
Oh, my God.
Well, Presbyterian and Sacred Heart was yesterday.
Okay.
Vanderbilt and Columbia was yesterday. But there isn't... Who the fuck?
Well, didn't you say it was today at 4:00?
UT Martin. Skyhawks. I'm assuming they're going in.
They're in. UT Martin. Skyhawks.
UT Martin, Skyhawks. It's silly looking. It is silly as shit.
You have two silly birds. Oh, it's real silly.
It is silly as shit.
But it's silly in kind of a fun way.
Yeah.
Does it have a tail?
He's with our boy.
He's hanging out with our boy, Nash of the Nashville Predators.
As far as I can tell, he's got mascot human feet. And I think no tail.
Zero ass tail.
Fuck. Well, he's still moving on anyways. So I guess, can we pick one? So it's UT.
It's between two shitty birds for...
Wait.
This matchup.
Yeah. So Herky, which sucks. I guess that one's going in, because Herky fucking sucks.
I'll take this one. So this is what? UT Martin?
UT Martin. Next up, we've got number 8, West Virginia... Which is a human. So you are fucking out.
See ya.
And they are up against the Princeton Tigers. Moving on, Princeton Tigers.
Get a cat in the round of 32.
Princeton Tigers. I mean, do you need to see it?
I'll have a look for next round.
I'll have a look for science's sake.
I hope it's good, but
I don't think it is.
I feel like I've...
Oh, it is good.
It's good.
Look at this boy. Look at this handsome boy.
I don't think we've had Princeton before.
Good hands. It's got claws.
This is the best.
Ooh. Oh. Here's a nitpick. Inside is the tiger print. I don't like the inside of the hand. Out. Eliminated. I'm just kidding. good teeth. Good eyes. Great head.
Fun head.
Great head. Body looks okay.
Yeah.
I didn't see feet or tail, and that might
we'll get there.
Be an issue. But either way, they move on. Next one is, maybe I clicked on that by accident, because I don't think... Oh, sorry, I did it the wrong way around. Number five, Colorado, which are the buffalo, whose name is Ralphie.
Motherfucker's got a tail and tiger feet.
Perfect. I think he's winning, so... early favorite to win. Ralphie the Buffalo is a regular ass buffalo. All right,
easy enough.
And they are up against number 12, Drake, which is a real
rapper from Toronto.
Which is a real bulldog.
Double DQ.
So I'm going to move the buffalo on because it doesn't fucking matter.
Because it's losing in the next round.
And because buffalo is a unique thing to have as your actual mascot. Next up is number 4.
So the winner of this matchup gets a bye.
Kansas State Wildcats. That is correct. Kansas State Wildcats, which is a
wild cat.
A wild cat.
How we doing?
Do they not have a mascot? This is one of the ones that didn't have a mascot page. How weird. They're that high
Kansas,
on the...
What are you doing?
He looks stupid. He looks fucking stupid.
Oh, he sucks. We've seen this guy before.
Full human body
with a big stupid
cat head.
With
a big dumb cat head. I don't care who this is, but the other team is winning.
That's a shame.
Kansas against, I've got some horrible news. They are against the Portland, Maine Pilots, which are a real person. So
all right,
fucking
terrible
this,
cat.
So the winner, winner of UT Martin and Princeton is fucking all the way through to the Elite Eight.
Eight or 16?
16.
Still. Still.
No, eight. Because they're gonna be against that dumb looking thing.
Oh, and win.
And win. So
all right.
I'm gonna just do it now.
Might as well.
Bam! The first team in the Elite Eight is the Princeton Tigers.
Easy.
By default.
Yep.
Okay, we got number 6, Louisville Cardinals, which I think is pretty decent.
Okay.
The Louisville Cardinals is...
Oh, yeah.
Again, comical head. Good tail. Good arms.
Good tail. Mascot.
Mascot shoes.
Mascot human shoes. But pretty good. Like, it looks a lot like the Arizona Cardinals logo.
It does. And the other Psy, the one for the Cyclones.
Yes.
It looks very similar.
Yeah, this guy's good.
Underarm feathers, great tail.
Two-tone tail. Black and red. Yellow legs, not yellow feet.
Yep.
But
beat Virginia Tech. Well, use a gun.
Wow.
Louisville is against Middle Tennessee, which are the Blue Raiders, but it's a horse, and his name is Lightning. And I think we liked him last year.
Okay.
I think we liked him last year.
So we got a tough first rounder.
This is all women, not horses. Whatever. Luckily for me, it's all in my search history.
Yeah.
So I can just type in the name. So, yes, he is a blue horse.
He's a blue horse. Pretty much waist down.
I don't care. Is he a Pegasus? Get the fuck out of here.
Waist down human.
Yeah. A decent head.
Decent
like,
head.
Not oversized.
I'm not seeing tail.
No tail. I don't think he has a tail. I think he's out.
Definitely. I think he's out.
I think he's out. Well.
Cardinal.
Congratulations to the year of the avian.
Jesus Christ. So many birds.
So, next up, we got the number... The number 3 LSU Tigers.
Yep.
Named Mike. Mike the Tiger.
Mike the Tiger. Give me something to work with here.
Shake shit around.
Yeah.
Dumb head. Terrible.
I think
head.
we've seen him before.
Terrible head. Got paws.
We had
claws, got tail.
Paws and feet. He's wearing a shirt that said I Heart Tiger Girls.
He does.
That's pretty good. I could get that
you
shirt.
You should get that shirt. Or hear me out. Sell that shirt. What's Louisiana State going to do? Sue you?
No.
Everything but the head is good.
It's pretty good.
It's a little loose.
It's a little baggy. But there's components.
Eyes aren't bad. Teeth aren't bad. It's got claws on both feet and hands.
Yep.
I don't think it's terrible.
It's not terrible.
I don't think it's terrible. So LSU is against number... Where am I? Number 14, Rice. which is Owls.
Which is, oh, I thought it was a Chinese guy.
It should be. The Rice Owls.
The Rice University.
Sammy the Owl.
Chinese
man. Oh, Scott, I got bad news, buddy. Bad news.
He might be beating
He might have the best arms because they are feathers
and they're wingy
that go over the hand.
Yeah.
Oh, Scott, he's got legs and a tail.
Oh, and bird feet.
Big bird feet. Big owl size claws.
He beats the tiger.
Oh, Scott, I got bad news for you, buddy. I got some terrible fucking news. Good news, though, he's not the last tiger. There is another tiger in the tournament.
Yes.
And then we've got number 7, Creighton, which is a blue jay, which I believe in my original brackets was always in competition.
Yeah, if it's the one I'm thinking of, it's good.
It is. Billy the blue jay. Very good.
Yes.
Human feet.
Short tail. But
this guy's got a tail. Tail's good to me. Underarm feathers.
I wish he didn't have human feet. He'd be like with bird feet. That's a real nice.
Here he is doing a goddamn fucking
piece of business.
Bam.
Tomahawk.
He's a dunker. tail's not bad.
It's
just a little short. Yeah. Head is great. I love
Head's
the
really
head.
Good. Yeah.
The head looks like an actual blue jay.
Yeah.
Like the shape of it and the length of it and everything looks
the
great.
Only thing missing is feet. Everything else is nice.
Yeah, I agree. Good news is they automatically move on because they are against the University of Northern Las Vegas, the Rebels, which is a real human. So fucking out.
I think just University of Nevada, Las Vegas.
Nevada. Real human out. So Creighton automatically moves on. We got the number 2 UCLA Bruins. Joe the Bruin.
Is he a good bear or a bad bear?
I think he's an okay bear. I think we've had this. They're pretty much in every year. Mm-hmm. I think he's an okay Bruin. That's a commercial. Yeah. Big head.
Looks like a teddy bear.
Bear. Human feet, boo. But bear hands. He's got a girlfriend. She's pretty hot.
Nice.
Kind of, I guess. I don't know.
I'm guessing. Do we have little bear tail?
Yeah, little nub.
Okay.
But also automatically moved on because they are against California Baptist, which is the Lancers, which is a
guy with a lance.
A guy with a lance. Fair enough. So they're automatically.
Or like Dr. Pimple Popper and like Lance's boils and stuff.
Maybe. So good news. Princeton's already moving on.
So yeah, so that's the end of that corner.
So 16, we got UT Martin, which Princeton already beat. They were then Kansas State, the dumb-headed Wildcat, automatically beats Colorado because it's a real bison.
Yeah, but then loses to
Princeton.
Okay,
so we got the.
So we went one round extra on that one just because it's so obvious.
Yes.
So Princeton's the first in the Elite Eight.
Yes. So then we got the Rice Eagle.
Which is good.
Or owl, I mean, sorry. Up against the other Cardinal.
Ooh. Both good?
Both good.
Hot bird on bird action.
Who's the fucking Louis the Cardinal?
Which one are you?
I don't know why I don't just leave them all open, but I guess because I don't...
Can't you just click the links without...
Shut up!
For real, though, like...
I could.
Then why are you highlighting...
I don't know, because I have autism. great tail, comical head,
yeah,
good arms, like with the feathers underneath, human mascot, human feet.
Did the owl's got pretty much all the good components? He's got the feet.
He's got the feet. Tail. He's got the tail.
Rice owl.
You bitch. And then the Creighton Blue Jay and the UCLA Bruin,
Creighton Blue Jay.
100%.
So many birds.
So many goddamn birds. And right. And one of the birds is moving on because it's Rice or Creighton.
Final corner.
First round.
Bottom Portland, right corner, first round.
Portland 3, which is Portland 2 on my list, maybe?
Who knows?
This one's got a lot of DQs. So...
make our lives easy.
The USC... USC Trojans automatically eliminated. And the number 16, Texas A&M Corpus Christi Islanders, which is not a real thing. So guess what? Double elimination.
So what is it, like an actual?
It's a human.
It's just a like
human
a guy from Tonga?
It's a Tongan.
Okay.
I'm just going to move USC because they're number 1.
All right. In theory, if one of the next two is an animal, they will be... receiving a bye to the round of 16.
Yeah. It won't let me open it.
Control click.
Oh, but it's going to open it in... Oh, it's opening it in fucking Microsoft.
Oh, boy. You know what? Maybe you're right to be highlighting it.
Yeah. Oh, and it's making me log into Instagram to look at pictures.
Dump it.
Maybe that's why I was clicking and copying. Anyways, number 8, Kansas Jayhawks.
For what I saw for a minute was pretty cartoony.
There's two of them. There's Big J and Jay Jr.
Okay.
They are very cartoony. They're a weird color because they're like red, blue, yellow.
Yeah.
So mascot feet.
Yeah, just like ovals, not bird feet.
They got a little bit of feathers under the arm. They look like turkeys. Are they turkeys?
They're Jayhawks.
They're turkeys. Don't worry about
it. Stop showing me better mascots on your Instagram.
We're coming up to that one. Okay. Don't worry.
They're okay.
They're fine. I don't think tail. And then it stopped working. They are against the Michigan Wolverines, which suck.
Oh.
But I do have good news for you. And by good news for you, I mean weird news for you.
Interesting.
It's not even weird news. Just, so the Wolverine is fine. Oh.
You copy and pasted the same thing. There we go.
Are you one that didn't have the fucking
Michigan? You. What are you doing?
Again, luckily it's all auto saved, so I can just type in Mitch. So this is what their mascot is.
Hold up, it's not a Wolverine.
It's a dude.
It's a fucking guy.
But here's the weird.
Wait, that's an AI picture.
Oh yeah, sorry. This is the. Do they not have a mascot? Is that why?
Do they have a fucking mascot or not? The fuck is going on, Michigan? You're a big school, Michigan. You have a 2 million seat stadium. Show us your mascot.
Oh, yeah, sorry. This is their mascot. Do you remember this terrible fucking thing?
Sucks.
But somebody made this.
Oh.
And like, why not you? I mean, it's AI, but like, why not?
That looks unbelievable.
Get that? That's the fucking best mascot I've ever seen.
Holy shit!
In my life,
great head, jacked. Yeah.
Anyways, your mascot fucking sucks.
If anyone wants to see what we're talking about, look up AI generated Michigan Wolverine mascot.
So Kansas moves on.
Yeah.
Next is number 5 Baylor, which is the Bears, Bruiser, and Marigold.
Okay. Let's see. Okay. I think we saw these before.
No tails.
No, I want to see the guy. The girl has no tail, but that might be because she's wearing a skirt.
No tails.
No tails.
And human legs. Mascot human shoes.
But like furred legs.
Yep. Yeah. Face is okay.
They're okay.
Open mouth. He's got an angry face.
Yeah, he's pissed.
Angry face. Good news. They automatically move on because they're enough. Against the Vanderbilt, whatever Vanderbilt is. The Commodores, which is a human costume.
It's just Lionel Richie.
It's just Lionel Richie. That name me another Commodore.
Johnny Marr.
Next up is Virginia Tech Shooters. The Hokies.
The Virginia Tech Angry Koreans.
Which is a turkey.
Okay.
Named Hokie. It looks like shit.
It's real loose.
It's real loose and fat. It's like Grimace.
It is. It's very Grimace looking. And also, it's very like squished oval head.
Yeah. Does have bird feet, but they look kind of stupid.
Yeah. And tail feathers.
It's got tail feathers.
I like that he's nude. We haven't had a lot of nude mascots.
He's
so
got
far.
the nice neck plumage.
The roughage.
And then he's got underarm.
Yeah.
He's got a tail.
It's not great, but he's got a shot depending who he's against.
Tail looks kind of weird.
The tail looks tacked on.
It looks like a backpack.
Yeah.
So they are against number 13 Marshall, which is the Thundering Herd, which is a bison named Marco.
Okay. Little Latino representation.
I think he's okay. Ah, oh, you. You're gay.
I saw one picture of him.
It's really hard to type around a microphone.
Yeah.
And when the laptop is higher than your arm. He's got a dumb head. It's not bad.
It's not bad.
Hooves.
Hooves.
He's got hooves.
Proper ass hard hooves.
I mean, you're probably through anyways, but if you got a tail, ooh, buddy.
Yeah, I'd like to, just for...
Tail.
Tail. But easy.
Easy. Marshall.
Easy.
We are Marshall.
We are Marshall.
Next, we got... first of all, it doesn't even matter. The other play-in game is Auburn and Arizona.
Yeah.
They're playing Syracuse, so they move on no matter
because
what.
Syracuse is an orange man.
Did I do Auburn Tigers mascot? There you go. Another tiger. Ah, he's also kind of dumb looking.
Well, that was a recurring issue last year. There's
like, everything's great, but the head.
There's lots of tigers, and lots of them suck.
Well, either way, Auburn's moving on.
Yes.
Do I even need to look at who the other team is?
No.
Yeah, it's Arizona, which is the... No, that's Arizona State.
I don't know what Arizona
either
is.
Next, we got the UConn Huskies, which I think they're... Jonathan, is that your car? Somebody breaking into your car?
I hope not.
Somebody smashing your windows? Jonathan, the UConn Husky.
Okay.
Who I think is fine looking. Tail?
Not a bad head. Tail.
Tail.
Paw pads.
Paw pads. Multicolored costume.
Human ass
suit. Human ass feet. Face is okay.
Face is okay.
Ears are good. Yeah, it's not bad.
Yeah.
They are against the Jackson State Tigers. Got another tiger. Look at you, buddy.
Is this our first dog versus cat
this
matchup?
This is dog versus cat. Now.
Don't make me choose the dog.
What if I told you.
Come on, have a good tiger.
That the tiger kind of is, I think, is terrible. I think it's bad. Are they another one that's too...
Is it so bad that it's not on their Instagram at all?
Yeah, I think they're also one of those ones that has, like, zero following.
Yeah.
No, I lied. This is one of the okay ones.
Oh, he's okay.
His head is kind of big, but looks good. Ah, not that one. Yeah, head's not bad. And ooh, look at the teeth.
Good teeth.
Look at the fucking teeth on this guy. They... Oh, get out of here. I'm not fucking... Just let me do the goddamn Smarch Madness. There appears to be multiple costumes.
Yeah.
He's got a tail. I can see through his legs. Yep. Looks like a penis.
And unlike two other tiger mascots I've seen so far, a tail with a black tip, yes. Not a white tip. You guys know that tigers don't have white tip tails, right? That's not a thing.
Yeah, they don't.
They don't.
They don't.
I promise.
Also, their skin is striped, not their fur.
What? What are you...
I mean, he wins no matter what. I think Jonathan the Husky's pretty good, but he's not the Jackson State Tiger.
Yeah.
He's got a tail. He's got feet. He's, yeah, Jackson State.
The if the Husky had, like, real good feet or something, we'd talk, but...
What if I told you it's a battle of tigers in the next round?
Ooh.
So then we got number 7, Duke Blue Devils, disqualified.
See it.
Against the Richmond... Number 10, Richmond Spiders.
Spiders making it to the next round. What do you look like?
Weird, but also kind of cool, but also weird. Are you another one of the schools that doesn't have a fucking...
Come on, Richmond.
God damn it.
Come on, Richmond. You're the capital of Virginia, I think.
Like, okay. It's a spider.
Yeah, he's fun.
I don't know why every picture is poor. There you go. He's got, like...
He's got the extra limbs.
Extra limbs.
Sort of coming out of his back.
Yeah. He's got full mascot legs, full mascot arms.
Yeah.
I mean, it's fun. It's a fun
That's
costume.
Fun.
Oh, he's got webs!
That looks good.
He's got webs that connect his extra limbs.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. I like it. I'm glad they're automatically moving on.
Yeah.
Then you got the Ohio State Buckeyes. Get the fuck out of here.
Uh-huh.
And then you got the Maine Black Bears.
How do the bears?
His name is Bananas T-Bear.
Hmm.
Bananas T-Bear.
The T stands for the. Or trans.
Trans bear. He's okay.
He's okay. Not a bad
head. Decent head. Good teeth. Good mouth.
Y'all got a bear tail?
He's got human mascot shoes. Yep. Full legs, full arms, no tail.
No tail. Okay.
But either way, he automatically moves on.
Because he's better than a
so
blue devil? Is that who he was against?
He was against the Ohio State Buckeyes.
Better than a Buckeye. So okay, we got
so
the
round of 32 for
we
this
got
corner.
The Kansas Jayhawks automatically moving on because USC and Texas A&M was a double DQ. Yes. We got Baylor, which was the Bears, which was the two pair of Bears.
Yeah, they're all right.
Up against
they had tails.
Up against yes
or no.
They did not have tails.
They did not.
And the dude was just a human body. Up against the Marshall Bison hooves.
Bison
tail.
Bison.
Marshall going through.
Yeah.
Marshall. Then you got Auburn Tigers, Jackson State Tigers.
Ooh. Better have a look at both.
So the Auburn Tigers was this one. Everything's great but the head.
Little silly head, white tail, good feet.
Is it the proper color tail? It is not.
It's a white tip tail.
It is a white tip tail.
Yeah. I like the feet a lot though.
And they were sorry, what was their team? Their school was Jackson State Tigers.
Jackson. I don't like it when the name of a school is something state.
Yeah.
But the something isn't a state.
Yeah. Jackson's not a state.
Yeah.
But it's a state school because you're dumb. yeah, I mean, the head on Jackson State is awesome.
Good head. I like the paw pads.
It's got the paw pads.
What are his feet and tail look like?
I don't know if I ever actually found a picture. Tail's that, black tip.
Okay. And I see feet. Tigery legs and just sort of...
tiger pattern over shoes.
Undefined feet, but... with tiger over them.
I think Jackson State, right tail, head's a lot better.
It is a better head. Yeah, I think so.
Jackson State, baby. A 14 and a 13 are moving on this side.
Beautiful.
Then we got the Richmond Spiders, Maine Black Bears. I think the Black Bear.
Bear.
Yeah, yeah. The automatic.
You had a run, Spider. There you made it out of the first round.
There we go. That's our...
So we have our Sweet 16.
Sweet 16.
So back to the top left.
All right. So we got the North Carolina Rams.
Yep.
Yep. And we got the Fairfield...
Stag.
Yes, the Stag. Ram?
Ram?
Ram.
Ram.
Then we got the Eastern Washington Red Hawk. Oh, no. They're the Red Hawks. I don't know, man.
I don't know, man.
I don't know, man. Swoop. That was the first swoop. The
first
eagle
swoop.
The eagle
was
swoop.
Good, as I recall.
Eagle swoop. Good head, good arms, feet.
Eagle talons.
Good tail, not great tail. Could be better.
He's pretty good. He's against?
He is against. Where I'm so confused. The Kent State, also Eagles? Golden Eagles. Flash is the one. This guy.
I think swoop.
I think swoop. 100% swoop.
Yeah.
Congratulations to Eastern Washington. Then we've got Drexel and Utah.
Drexel was the silly
Drexel's
dragon.
The dragon, and then Utah is the Utes, which was the other swoop. The great swoop.
Oh. Well,
fucking swoop, baby.
Utah, baby.
Oh, shit.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no. So that's a different bracket.
Did you almost get worried?
Green Bay is the... the Phoenix that I fought so hard for,
yep.
And Iowa State Hawkeyes is the other one. Wait, Green Bay, Iowa State, Norfolk State was Norfolk was disqualified for being a human. That's why Iowa made it through. I think the Phoenix makes it through.
Die
on my sword.
This is the easiest match for Green Bay so far, yes. Even though it's their third round match.
Yes, and this is where their tournament ends.
It is.
Then we got Princeton already moved on,
already in
over Kansas because it was DQ, and then we got the Creighton Blue Jays and the Rice Owl.
Ooh. Both good.
Rice Owl.
Two good birds.
Sammy the Owl.
Really good head on the owl.
And
got
Creighton.
Feet. It's Creighton. What's the Creighton feet situation? I think it's running shoes. Does that mean owl or do you?
I don't know, man. Like, the owl is really good. The feet. The feet on the owl, like the arms. I like the feathers over the hand.
Yeah.
The tail's good and the feet are awesome.
They're the most wingy arms. Which is nice.
Yeah. Oh, Creighton, I think your time at the top.
Yeah.
Has set. Look at those feet.
I think it's Rice.
I think it's Rice.
Rice moving
in the
on.
Into the Elite Eight.
Into the Elite Eight. And the then we corner. Got the Kansas Jayhawks, which is the multicolored bird.
Which are really not great. Over, they just had an easy round.
Against the Marshall.
Oh, we like Marshall.
We are Marshall. Thundering Herd, the Bison. Hooves.
Marshall.
Sorry, Kansas, get the fuck out of here. And we got Jackson State Tigers and the Maine Black Bears. I think Jackson State Tigers.
Jackson State.
So, in the
Elite... Tell us the Elite Eight.
The Elite Eight are number eight, North Carolina. Number 14, Eastern Washington.
Beautiful.
Number 5, Utah. Number 11, Green Bay. Number 9, Princeton. Number 14, Rice. Number 13, Marshall, and number 14, Jackson State.
All right, let's do this.
So we got the Rams and the first swoop.
Interesting.
Eastern Washington. Swoop is the one, like, give me a fucking, yeah. Pretty good head, a little bit oversized, got the talons.
Yep.
Tail. Not too bad.
Yeah.
Pretty good. And he's up against the North Carolina Ram.
What's the Ram foot situation and tail? NC Ram mascot.
Feet and tail are regular shoes and no tail.
I think it might be the fucking bird. What do you think?
I think it's the fucking bird.
Another bird in the final four.
Eastern Washington, a number 14.
Who'd have thought? Cinderella story.
We've already said Utah over Green Bay. Utah's the other swoop.
Yep.
Man, birds.
Is this swoop versus swoop?
Fucking birds! Yeah.
Are these the ones that are both named Swoop?
What is Eastern Washington's name? Swoop! It's the battle of the swoops. It is the swoops.
Two swoops in the final four.
Yeah.
What's going on?
We got the Princeton Tigers and the Rice Owls.
Let's have a...
That owl...
We've had a good look at the Rice Owl.
That owl is hard to beat, Scott.
Let's drill down.
This is an unfair matchup. This is a bullshit matchup.
Princeton Tigers got nice feet.
And a good head.
What's his tail situation?
He's the black tip, I think.
Is he black tip? Why do they
have a girlfriend?
Why do they hate showing pictures of mascots from behind?
White tip.
But
that's, look at that.
That's good.
Scott, I'm going to put it on you. I think it's Princeton.
It's Princeton.
I think the head of Princeton is,
that's a really nice head.
Really good. Man, okay.
And like we needed a third bird.
And we got the Marshall four. Bison and the other good tiger.
Ooh.
The Jackson State Tiger.
Marshall the Bison with the hooves?
Yeah. Hooves.
And wasn't it the tiger Marshall?
Weird head. Jackson State. No, sorry. This one. This one.
I wish his ears weren't so droopy, but he's fierce.
He's fierce. He's a little...
He's black tip tail?
He's black tip tail.
How are his feet?
Those. Remember? Just like the fabric over shoes.
Good paw pads on the hands.
Yeah. But gloves under suit.
Gloves under suit. So you see sleeves. Let's see the Bison again.
Who the fuck was the Bison? Marshall?
Marshall.
Mason.
He has a tail, doesn't he?
He does.
He's not bad. What do you think? Where do you stand?
I think the Bison.
Might be the Bison.
I think as sad a day that is for everyone, I think Marshall.
I think that Bison loses to the Princeton Tiger, though.
I agree.
Princeton Tiger's in the final.
14 Eastern Washington, 5 Utah, both swoops. Battle of the swoops.
So it's Tiger versus swoop winner in the finals.
Yes. So this swoop, obviously we've stated, is this guy.
Eastern Washington?
Yep.
Okay, he's real good.
And Utah Utes is the other swoop.
But I think he's
which
real
is
good
the too. Really good face, the great tail.
Human feet.
Yeah, they are just shoes.
Yeah.
Unless I can find a better picture of his
unless he can
feet.
Get lucky. It appears to just be like actual human running shoes.
Give me your fucking Instagram again.
Shoes.
It does appear to be shoes. I think... Oh, man, that's so tough.
It's such a good
I
head.
Think
but...
the head is better. The tail is way better. Yeah. But this one is more committed to being an eagle.
Total package, I think Eastern Washington.
I think Eastern Washington is total package, even yeah. though the head and
might
tail
be the
are
best
so
head.
Good. But yeah, you're right. It is Eastern Washington. Man, 14 Eastern Washington and number 9 Princeton.
We got a predator in the finals.
I mean, they're both predators.
A mammalian predator in the finals.
Raptors are predators. So.
How do we feel?
Congratulations, Scott. I think the Tigers have won.
Princeton Tigers? Drew's offering a handshake.
The women's NCAA
having a
gentleman's tournament
handshake
is
right
won
now.
By the Princeton Tigers.
I heart Tiger girls.
Pretty good?
Pretty good.
Now I'm going to close it so we don't remember any of it.
Oh, good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely don't save this.
All right. 2 hours 15. We can do this.
It's a lot of the same.
There's a lot of similar teams, and there's already a bunch of automatic moves.
Excellent.
Okay, Eastern Conference.
So congratulations to the NCAA Women's Basketball Champions, the Princeton Tigers. Mark it down. Not a bird.
Not a bird. Although
there was almost a bird.
Several other birds in the contention. UConn.
Including two named swoop yes. in the final four.
So we're going east. Number 1, UConn Huskies, which we already saw.
Yep.
Automatically move on against Stetson because Stetson is dumb. Stetson, I believe, is a real person. It's the Stetson
cowboy.
College Hatters.
Yeah, it's just gonna be a guy in a cowboy hat.
We got returning.
Oh.
Defending.
Oh, shit.
NCAA champion
Florida Atlantic
Florida
University
Atlantic
FAU
University Owls
more like FA who
of Owlsy.
Owlsy. And it was yeah
tail
it was the
it
feet.
Was the feet
it was the probably that picture
yeah there's his little girlfriend
we'll see how you do
there's
this
his
time.
Little slut girlfriend. Okay, so Florida Atlantic.
And then, because I didn't remember which way we went. So we
originally said Kennesaw State
and changed it to
and
this.
Changed it to
okay.
that.
Good to know.
They are against the Northwestern, whatever Northwestern is, the Wildcats. Willie the Wildcat. And I've got.
Who are we?
The Wildcats.
Who are we going to beat?
The Wildcats. Got a little spoiler here for you.
Mm-hmm.
He's not winning.
He sucks.
He's fine.
Oh, he's okay.
But he's not beating the Owl.
You know, he's got a cute head.
Cute head. Gloves are
little
one piece.
Baggy arms
one
and
piece,
legs.
Full legs. Does he have a tail?
He better. Oh, but he might not. But I would like to confirm. But I'm not seeing much in the tail department.
Not
right
seeing
now.
Much of the butt department.
Show butt.
Show butt. Ooh, I'm going to say no. No tail.
No tail.
Owlsy, baby.
What are you?
Bring it back home to dad.
What are you, a fucking Manx? What kind of cat are you?
Florida Atlantic, moving on again. Next up, we got the San Diego State Aztecs. Guess what?
Guess what? It's
Guy,
a Mexican.
Get the fuck out of here. Against the UAB Dragons. Another dragon.
Another dragon getting a bye, no
getting
less.
Getting a bye. That's the only way dragons can move on.
What's UAB?
University of Alabama.
University of all black people.
Well, I could tell
you that's Howard.
Right now because I...
Don't hurt yourself.
That's the one. And then give me this one, and then go down to the bracketology, and they are they're in the American Conference.
Good.
They are the University of Alabama at Birmingham.
Birmingham.
They are the Blazers.
The birthplace of civil rights.
Correct. So yeah, he's like a real Pete's dragon.
Oh, he's cartoony. He's got a dragon head. He's got dragon feet. He's got a nice dragon tail.
Tail, wings.
He aight. You the man.
Big tail.
Big tail.
Thick ass tail.
I would venture to say the biggest tail we've seen so far.
Well, that's because I haven't put mine on.
That's true. We haven't seen a snow.
Well, good
yet.
Thing he automatically yeah. moves on.
Easy.
Then we got the Auburn. Oh, we're back.
Tigers,
to, we're back to
I believe.
Auburn. Auburn Tigers, which we saw.
Which one was Auburn?
Don't make me.
I'm sorry.
Don't make me do this. This one. The one with the dumb head, but the rest of the body.
Well,
the rest
is pretty good.
Good news. They automatically move on because they're playing Yale, which are fucking people.
Yeah. Is it people or like a real bulldog?
Oh, it's real bulldog. Sorry.
Yeah.
Then you got the BYU Cougars. Or BYU Tigers. No, Cougars. Why did I put Tigers? I don't know. It's very dumb looking.
Yeah, the face looks Dr. Moreau-y in a bad way.
Yes, it looks smushed.
Yeah.
Take his head off.
Don't take your head off.
Football hand
human
gloves.
Human hands.
Human legs.
Do you even have a fucking tail?
I'm gonna say...
Do you even have a fucking tail?
Well, it is BYU, so no, because tails mean you have to give them their own bathroom to poop in. he does have a little... He has a tail. There you go.
Okay.
Good news. They automatically move on because they're playing... Duquesne,
maybe.
Who are the Dukes? Which is a guy.
See ya.
We got number 3 Illinois, which are the Kingfishers. Now they are ones that changed their mascot because their mascot was like
it used to be a black guy. Now it's a bird.
It's like a Yosemite Sam looking. No, that's a different one. Something went wrong. Well, reload the page then, fuckers. There we go. Yeah, their mascot used to be something else, like a man, and I
but
guess
now
it was
a kingfisher.
Okay. Decent body. It's got claw feet.
Tail
it's got,
feathers, talons.
It's got great, good wings, although they look a little added on.
Yeah, it's too bad the hands are just gloved hands.
Yes.
But the arms are otherwise good. It's pretty solid.
Yep, I like it.
It's pretty solid.
Good feet, good arms, good head.
Yeah.
I like kingfishers. It's a unique thing.
It's a cool bird.
They are against number 14 Morehead State, which are the Eagles. Again, more fucking Eagles.
Bird on bird action.
Did not have its own Instagram, so sad. I had to fucking...
Get it together, Morehead State.
Dumb, oversized head.
Too much beak. And too much mouth.
Yeah, good arms. I like the feathers coming down. It's got a tail.
Arms. We got tail feathers. What are your feet? I say yellow legs.
Yellow legs. Mascot shoes.
Mascot shoes.
Well, congratulations, Kingfishers. You're moving on.
You're in, Kingfisher.
Then we got number 7, the Washington State Cougars.
Okay.
Man, Washington. Look at you guys. Butch T. Cougar. I don't like that. Who is fine looking, I think?
Like fine looking or foin looking?
No, he's got a dumb head.
He does have a dumb head.
He's got
head.
A big ass head. You took it off? What are you doing? You're a piece of shit.
He's got a tail.
He's got a tail. He dances. He does a jig. He's got human shoes.
Does he have human
shoes? He's got gloves over suit.
Yeah.
Head is fine. Head is good. Then I saw another picture and it wasn't so good. Bad news. They automatically move on because they're playing Drake, which are the Bulldogs, which is a real Bulldog.
Right.
Then we get number 2, Iowa State, which was the Cyclones, which was one of the Cardinals.
Oh, okay.
And they're playing South Dakota State, which are the Jackrabbits. Remember, it has the backwards hat, floppy
ears. The Jackrabbits, I remember. Let me see the other one.
But the body was only okay. That's not... Oh, look at him. He's having a good time.
Some kind of cardinal.
No, up here.
Psy, Iowa State.
Psy Kai. Comical face. It's got the feet.
Bird feet.
Bird feet, bird arms, bird tail. Yeah, yeah.
I think that over Jackrabbit.
Yeah, I think so.
Jackrabbit didn't even have a bunny tail.
That is correct. Okay.
So that's the first round of that. So now the second round of this.
Yes. So the
same, corner of the bracket.
UConn Huskies and returning champion Florida Atlantic.
Probably returning champion Florida Atlantic.
Then we got the good looking dragon,
yep,
and the tiger that's all good but the head. I'll tell you where I stand on it, but I'll let you make arguments.
It's probably the dragon, isn't it?
It's probably the dragon.
Yeah. It's too bad.
That tail, those wings, good feet, decent head, good head.
Could even prove trouble for Florida Atlantic next round. Who knows?
Maybe.
Should we do the whole round down to the 8?
Sure, we can do that. Do you want?
Yeah, I think it might be a little more streamlined.
BYU Cougars and then the Kingfisher. Obviously the Kingfisher, because BYU Tigers got the stupid Cougars with the dumb mushy face.
Kingfisher.
God damn, more fucking avians.
God damn it, what is...
Because even a dragon is sort of an avian. I mean, it's not, but it's like...
Avian and scaly.
Avian scaly.
Or as I'm hearing it called, the worst of both worlds.
Then we got the Washington State Cougar, which had the kind of big head that looked kind of silly.
Okay.
Had a tail.
Yeah.
Human feet.
Yeah.
Against the Cardinal we just saw. This guy that we just saw. Cardinal.
Oh, against the Cougar?
Yeah.
Maybe the Cardinal.
I mean...
The Cougar head's not that good?
Cosmo Cougar is what...
Oh, this guy? Oh, I didn't know it was the BYU Cougar.
Yeah.
No. Pass.
Oh, sorry. Washington State. My bad. Butch T. Cougar. Ooh, who's Harry Vosky?
He's better, but like, yeah, the head's kind of goofy. And running shoes, right?
Running shoes, human body.
I think the...
The Cardinal?
I think the Cardinal.
God damn, so many fucking avians, man. All right. Kingfisher or Cardinal?
Kingfisher.
I think Kingfisher. Kingfisher's good.
Yeah.
Now, here's the real question. Does that dragon...
Are we upsetting the reigning champ?
I don't know. That's the thing.
Let's have a look.
Instagram, baby. Here we go.
Pretty fun head.
That belongs to them. Real fun. A little comical, but it, like, cute. One piece arm with claws. Great wings.
Big ass tail.
And
talon feet.
And it's got the belly part, like belly coloring.
Yep.
Now, obviously, mythical and not natural colors. That take that into consideration.
Could be natural colors.
If they were real.
We don't actually know.
That's true.
But it's greenish.
Some of it's very blue looking and some of it's very green looking. But yeah,
some's kind of tealy. Some's green. We're watching a video of him running.
I mean,
it looks pretty good.
Pretty good, but that...
I'm almost leaning upset here.
Oh, shit.
Because, like, the FAU head is not my favorite head in the world. It just really looks like their logo.
Yeah, but it's cute.
Which is good, yeah. It doesn't look that much like a real owl.
Yeah. No, not really. Not necessarily, yeah. It does look like the mascot, which is good. I like that it's got the feathers that go over the hands.
It's got very, very wingy arms, which was a good selling point.
Yep.
Proper feet, as we learned.
Yes. Has a
slut girlfriend.
Good tail feathers.
Tail feathers. Huh. What do you think?
I don't...
I could be convinced either way.
This is legitimately the hardest one we've done so far.
Is this like a real coin flip?
This might actually be a real coin flip.
Yeah. Do either of us have a coin?
I have coins over by the front door. That you could walk over and get, or I could do an online coin flip.
An RNG, a random boop generator.
Oh, no. All right.
That's what the Wu-Tang name creator that Childish Gambino used to create his name. It used to be called the RNG.
Tails will be a dragon because his tail is huge.
Yes, tails is dragon.
Heads will be owl because his head's huge.
Perfect.
Here we go.
Heads. Reigning champ stays
in
and makes it to the final four or elite eight. Okay. And then we'll come back to this corner.
Okay.
So back to first round in the bottom left.
West. So we're back to Ramses the Ram. You know, kind of kind of muscular.
Yeah, pretty good ram.
Yellow,
not the best ram we've ever seen.
Not by a long shot.
But a solid ram.
They are against number 16, Wagner, the Seahawks.
Wagner Seahawks, you say?
Go Hawks. 12. You guys are so...
And you have no... they're not proud of their mascot, I'll say that.
4,600 followers. Their mascot is not great. It's fine.
It's fine.
A little tail, but not a good tail.
Mascot running shoes.
Mascot running shoes. Oh, Blitz, that's a good one.
That guy's cool.
Nope, that's the Seattle Seahawks. Nope. Man, that Seahawks mascot is actually pretty
good.
I don't think it beats the Ram. I think the Ram is better.
I think Ram.
Then we got...
Trouble Brewing?
We got a double disqualification, baby!
So Ram's going to 16?
Mississippi State. I don't know. The
Racists?
The Voyagers. The Bulldog, which is a real Bulldog.
Yep.
And the Michigan State Spartans, which is a Spartan.
See ya.
So bam and bam! North Carolina in the Sweet 16.
A decent Ram in the Sweet 16.
Then we got number 5, the St. Mary's Gales, which is a Gale or a religious figure of some form. Right.
So DQ.
Out. Against the Grand Canyon Antelopes. Tyler the Antelope.
Is there an actual university in the Grand Canyon or is it just near the Grand Canyon? It'd be cool if it was in.
You could look it up.
I will not.
You could look it up. Oh,
appear to be a lot of pictures of regular antelopes.
Yeah.
Oh, did you just write Grand Canyon Antelope?
No, I wrote the mascot. Oh, it's Thunder. Why did I write down Tyler?
It's not bad. He's a little cartoony.
Yeah.
Does he have a little tail?
I'll never tell. Human legs, human shoes.
Yeah.
Kind of muscular arms.
Yeah.
Show me your butt.
Show your butt.
Just...
Don't be shy.
Show your fucking butt.
Show your butt, just a little bit. Come on.
I mean, even if he does have a tail, it's going to be a little tiny nub. That looks like a little tail.
I think so. Okay, good for you.
Yeah. Why is everybody so afraid of showing mascot butts?
I don't know. I think go back.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, it's like a... Yeah,
it's proper
for
an antelope.
A deer tail.
Yeah.
Okay, decent. That they automatically move on, so it's fine.
Okay, great.
Then we got Alabama, which is the terrible fucking
elephant.
And Charleston, which are the Cougars. Clyde T. Cougar.
Well, has every single middle initial been T?
Well, because it's for the. You said.
So creative.
And I'm sure... he's kind of silly looking.
But he's better than
the
disabled
elephant.
So mascot shoes, tail,
good arms,
cartoony head, good muscly arms.
Mascot shoes, tail.
Yep.
I mean, he beats the elephant.
He beats the elephant.
Elephant can get fucked.
Easy. you know what? The elephant can get fucked.
Again, a 12 and a 13 moving on. Now we go to number 6, the Clemson Tigers.
What a Clemson.
Which have two tigers.
Okay.
They've got the tiger and tiger cub.
Oh.
Which should be real tigers, which would be great, but they're not. This one. Orange tip.
Orange makes more sense than white.
Yes, but still, I've never seen orange tip.
Normally you'd put something there, yeah.
Human shoes. Head's okay.
Costume's a little loose, but is he nude?
He's nude.
Shirt.
Well, he's got a jersey on.
No pants.
Big what? Ass tail. Huge fucking tail.
You know what?
That's rivaling my tail.
We got a dragger. We got a tail dragger.
Careful how you say that.
I wish you had better feet.
Yeah, he would help. That's his little brother or son or
Tiger
something.
Cub. Yeah.
Not bad.
Not bad.
Not the worst. And Clemson is against Number 11, New Mexico, which is the Lobos, which is Louis.
Doggone cat.
They're doggone cat.
You better suck, Louis.
I don't remember if he does.
Don't make me.
I don't remember if he does. Oh, is this one of the ones where I had to. Yeah, I think it is.
They got a bullshit Instagram.
I think that's his girlfriend. That's him. So, big ass tail.
Yeah.
Football hands. Player hands.
Furry, loose furry arms. Loose furry legs.
Apparently he has a girlfriend, so should we fuck her?
I guess.
This head looks a lot better.
Yeah.
But maybe that's not...
I think I'm
confident saying the tiger.
I think I'm comfortable going the tiger.
Yeah, me too. Can we just talk about, though, how awesome, like, their school logo looks.
Oh, logo's sick.
Great.
Yeah.
Okay, Clemson, you are moving on. Next, we've got number 3, Baylor, the Bears, which was the boyfriend-girlfriend that didn't have tails.
Yeah.
And they automatically move on because they were playing Colgate College, which are the Raiders.
The fighting toothpaste.
Fighting toothpaste. Then we got number 7, Daytona, which is Daytona State, which are the Flyers, which is a human costume. So all right,
easy
against number 10, Nevada, the Wolf Pack of Alpine, Luna, and Wolfie Jr.
Oh, a whole family.
That's all I want. That's
I like that's like two parents with regular names.
Yeah.
And then their baby is Human Jr.
Yes. But also the dad is not named Wolfie. So was his.
Yeah, who's senior?
So, big tail.
Big tails.
Big tails. Heads are okay.
Heads are okay.
A little big.
A little oversized.
Full piece arms, full
running,
piece legs.
Running shoes.
Human shoes.
Yeah. Okay.
Where's the, there you go. There's the son.
Cute.
Or brother or something, I don't know. Yeah, so Nevada automatically moves on because Daytona is a bullshit. then the last matchup on this side is the Arizona Wildcats. Which is Wilbur, which I don't remember if we looked at Wilbur.
I don't remember a Wilbur.
We looked at a different Wildcat, I believe. The dumb. Dumb as fuck.
Oh.
Flat head.
Sucks.
Like football-shaped head.
Yeah.
Full arms and legs, sure. He's got a tail, but it looks kind of like flat.
Floppy flat tail, running shoes.
Running shoes. He also has a girlfriend who looks like a slut.
Don't love it.
And they are against Long Beach State, which are the... Oh, they're another one that changed their mascot.
Ah.
So they were something else. I don't remember what. Don't ask me. I'm not going to tell you.
Okay.
They got a new mascot who's a shark. Our second shark.
Second shark.
Of the tournament. But this one's better.
It's better.
Tail.
Tail. See? It's not impossible.
This one committed... I mean, human shoes. It's got flippers over the arm.
Flippers over hands.
Head is so good.
Head's good.
Head's good.
Yeah.
Tail. Like, tail is...
Dorsal fin and tail.
I think shark wins.
Shark wins.
Moving on. Long Beach State.
Sometimes there's, like, a jersey, and sometimes it's nude, but it has the letters of the school on its white chest. Mm.
So
a brand.
North Carolina already moved on because Mississippi and Michigan was a double DQ.
Easy.
Then we got.
So this is the next round of this same.
Next round of the same. So we got the Grand Canyon Antelopes.
Antelopes are decent.
And the Charleston Cougars, which is Clyde the T Cougar.
How did Charleston look? I've got the antelope in my head.
Clyde T Cougar looks like this guy.
He's all right. Antelope definitely didn't have hooves.
No.
Had a tail. Cougar's also got a tail. I'd say they're comparable. Do you have a strong feeling?
Huh. I think the head on the antelope is better than the cougar. I think...
Oh, the antelope hands might be better, too.
Hands might be better. I think it's nice that it's got the tail.
Yeah.
It doesn't just look like a human in a suit, which is nice.
I think we might go Grand Canyon antelope. Oh,
Grand Canyon. Yeah. And then you got the Clemson Tigers and the Baylor Bears, which is the couple that don't have tails and are just human bodies.
Is Clemson decent? Clemson Tigers mascots.
Tigers.
Yeah, I think Tigers.
Yeah.
Clemson. Moving on. And then we got Nevada, which was the wolf. No. Yeah, the trio of wolves, yep. The family. And then the Long Beach State Sharks. I think the shark.
Maybe shark.
I think the shark is better than those. It's unique.
Yeah.
It's got a full body. It's got a fucking dorsal and a tail.
Yeah, and like the hands and feet on the wolves were just whatever, yes. Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Shark.
Man, Long Beach State. Look at that.
Way to go.
All right.
So this is round of 16. This is round of 16. Those guys, so what do we got?
So we got North Carolina Rams and the Grand Canyon Antelopes.
Hmm.
I think the Ram.
Probably the
Ram. I think the head and horns are really good. The body's really good.
Yeah.
And then we got the Clemson Tigers and the Shark.
I think the Tiger, the Shark, while the head looks good, it seems very detached from the rest of the suit.
Yep.
Which is not the case for Clemson.
I agree.
Yeah. We good with the Tiger?
Look, he's dancing.
You're making him dance by oscillating between two pictures. It's very cool.
Clemson. So we got a ram and a tiger in that one. And we got an owl and a kingfisher in the other one.
Very interesting. All right, so on to the first round of the South bracket.
The South bracket. So we got number one Houston Cougars, Shasta and Sasha.
Okay.
She's sassy.
Oh,
she's real sassy.
We've seen them.
He's got tail.
Yeah, they're pretty good. Sort of like non... like furred hands and feet. Oh no, the hands aren't bad. The feet. Oh no,
I don't care for that.
Yeah, the feet are just sort of there, but
no, the feet are like.
Are they defined toes?
Like faintly.
Okay.
Yeah, like they're all one color, but you can see the mounds of the feet.
That's pretty decent then.
And it's pretty good Cougars. They are against number 16, Longwood State.
Of course,
the Lancers. But it's stallion named Elwood.
All right.
Who, even though they're a 16, has a fucking Instagram. So
So you can do it.
Yeah.
Other lazy schools. Very cartoony.
He looks like a Rick and Morty character.
Yeah.
I like the shoes.
Kind of cool shoes.
He's got a big ass tail. Show the tail.
Yeah.
Obviously the head is very cumbersome and because I couldn't really shoot that basketball.
Yeah. And again, kind of detached from the rest.
Also blue and it's a horse.
Yeah.
I
think the Cougars, but the horse is a decent horse.
Yeah. It's interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. We got that. Houston's in, we got a double DQ, I think. Nebraska Cornhuskers and the Texas A&M Aggies, which is a dog.
Dog versus corn.
Gonna do dog.
Dog goes through and then loses immediately to
Houston.
Houston Cougars.
Cougars.
Tight.
Then we got the Wisconsin. No, Wisconsin.
What are they? Badgers.
Badgers. Yeah. Bucky the Badger, which I think, if my mind doesn't trick me, looks like shit.
I see.
I think it's got a mushy head, like a flat head, right?
Let's have a look.
Yeah, it does.
Oh, yeah. He's not bad. It's actually not wildly...
It's too big for his body.
It is too big. It's not wildly different. Like, I would... If you told me the same person made that as the Florida Atlantic Owl, I'd believe you.
Yeah, probably. Human legs, human feet.
No.
Oh, I like that.
No tail?
No tail. And it... yeah, no tail, human legs, human feet. Well, I mean, like, suit, but they're not... Yeah. And then
pretty human neck down.
Wisconsin is against James Madison Dukes, which surprisingly is a dog, and it's not a real dog. It's a suit dog.
Oh, okay.
Which is funny. I think when I was reading the transcript for last year, we made some kind of joke about them.
Oh.
So he looks like this. Nude dog with a king cape and a king crown, or a duke, I guess.
Motherfucker, do you have a tail?
I can't tell because he's got...
He does not have a tail.
Oh, he's got a little tail. He's got a little tiny nub of a tail.
Nub dog.
I guess he's a bulldog, right?
I guess he's bulldog.
I think the badger might be better, even though I shit on it. Ah. Full suit, it's definitely this. But, ooh, who's that? Who is that? Pensacola State Cougar. Bobcats. Fuck, I wish they were in the tournament. That's a good head.
I was going to say. I hate it when I see a better mascot on the mascot's Instagram.
Yeah.
I think the James Madison for total package.
I think so
for total package. I don't think it's going...
Yeah, it's not going to.
Any further.
Duke, number 4, Blue Dew Devils, automatically eliminated.
See ya.
Against number 13, Vermont, the Catamounts.
Better be some kind of cat.
It's a cougar.
Okay. Hopefully it's as hot as Pensacola.
It's probably not. Are you one of the ones
that
have
a bad Instagram?
You dumb motherfucker.
You do. Shame.
Ooh, it's kind of doofy looking.
It is kind of doofy looking.
Head's too big.
I don't like the ears.
Oh!
That's just a...
Oh, is that... If that's the mascot, that's a million times better.
Yeah, can we see more of that? Can I see nude...
Catamount? Oh, that appears to be the only picture.
Huh. I think we got to go by what there's more of.
The head looks so much better on
it. Better head.
But that's it. That's literally the only picture of it.
Huh.
Because like the rest of it looks all frumpy, dumpy.
What's the tail, tail and feet? I think I saw like regular mascot.
Mascot, but it's got a tail.
Mascot running shoes.
It's got
tail.
A long tail.
Okay.
Ugh, I don't care for that, but I...
Claw hands.
Good news. They automatically move on because of Duke.
Great.
And then they are... Yeah. Then we got number 6, Texas Tech, which is the Raiders, which is a Yosemite Sam looking motherfucker.
See ya.
So they're out. They are against NC State, which is the Wolves, which is Mr. and Mrs. Wolf.
Right.
Then we got Kentucky, which are the Wildcats. Who are we going to beat? And they are against...
There's so many Wildcats and Cougars.
Everybody loves the Wildcats. He likes to party.
Okay.
Is this going to be a video of him or just the start of the game? Let's start of the game. So he's got a tail.
He's got a tail.
Mascot
feet,
that are sort of defined.
A little bit.
Arms.
One piece arms.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's not bad.
Head's okay, but not great.
It's okay.
Kentucky is against number 14, Oakland, the Golden Grizzlies.
Hmm. Is a bear going to beat a cat?
We'll see. I actually don't remember if I even saw this mascot. I obviously did because I put it down. Oh, you're another one of the...
Bad Instagram.
Yep. Oh!
He's not bad.
He's pretty good.
He's better.
Those feet are real good.
Feet are good.
Those
head's
are big
good.
Feet.
Show me a little nub tail and you're sitting
this,
pretty.
Look at this one.
It's a good head.
That's a great head. Oh, he's got a friend.
Cute.
Grizz and Claws with 2 Z's.
Can I see the back of you, please? Paw pads on the
paw
hands?
Paw pads with claws.
This is a good bear.
It's a great bear. So I think one thing we're starting to... That's a ghoul mascot. Logo.
Logo, yeah.
I'm starting to learn that the lower seat teams...
Have better mascots. Yeah.
I'm literally seeing...
There,
no butt. Oh,
Nubtail.
Nubtail bear.
Wow.
Sorry, Kentucky, but I think fucking Oakland's
Golden Grizzlies. I think Oakland might be going far.
I think so too.
That's a good bear.
That is real good.
Damn.
We got number 7, Florida, which are the Gators.
Gators.
Which is Albert the Gator,
of course. Albert the Alligator.
Which I thought was going to be a regular gator,
mm.
but it's not. It's this dumb thing. Remember this stupid thing?
Oh, he's very cartoony.
Very cartoony. All the way he's got good claw feet.
Claw feet. What's his tail situation?
I would tell you if I could see his ass.
Does this fucking... Yes, oh, okay, no, I was about to flip out for an alligator not having a tail. It's still not big enough, because alligators have huge-ass tails. Yeah,
they're mostly tails.
Yeah.
And Florida is against number 10, Colorado, which is the bison. That's the actual bison.
Oh.
So Gators Florida go automatically goes through.
Okay.
And they are... Then we got number 2, Marquette, which are the golden eagles, which we looked at in the women's bracket, but I'm sure we've both forgotten.
Which one are they?
Iggy.
I mean, I feel like we saw 12 golden eagles.
We've seen 12 golden eagles. This guy. Remember, like, decent arm feather, tail, Sam Eagle.
Okay.
Yeah. Good news, they automatically go through because they're against Western Kentucky, which are the hill toppers, which are not a real thing.
I'm more of a hill bottomer.
That is true. So as I said, Houston automatically goes through. This is the next round.
Yep.
This is going from the Sweet 16 to the Elite 8. From the 23 to the 16.
32 to 16.
32 to 16, whatever, you know. Texas A&M's automatically eliminated because they're a real thing. So, yep. Houston automatically goes through. Then we've got, the James Madison Dukes, which was the dog with the crown and the
which barely
cape,
made it in.
And they are against the Vermont, the Catamounts, which is the Cougar.
Catamounts. Ooh, do we have a cat on cat? 16?
Cat on cat. Then we got number 11, North Carolina State, which is the Wolves, which is Mr. and Mrs. Wolf.
Yeah.
Against Oakland, number 14, which is the Bear. So Bear's going through, baby. Then we got the Gator and the Marquette Golden Eagles, which was Iggy, which we just showed you, which is Uncle Sam.
I think it's better. The Gator's not very good.
I mean, neither of them are very good. So no. Good news.
You get to lose to a Bear.
Marquette's going through. And good news, Oakland over Marquette.
Yes.
Now, Houston Cougars or Vermont?
I think Houston.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I wasn't sure if you were going to put up a debate, but yeah, Houston as well. So a 1 and a 14.
Cat on bear. In the Elite Eight?
Elite Eight.
So, final...
Midwest.
Yeah, back to first round, Midwest, final corner of the bracket.
Number 1, Purdue Boilermakers.
Get the
fuck out of my tournament. Against number 16... The Grambling State Tigers.
Grambling State.
And I'm going to tell you right now, sir, this tiger fucking sucks.
Oh, dear.
This might be the worst mascot in the whole tournament.
There's so many bad cat ones. I hate it. Oh, the head is...
It looks retarded.
The head looks like it melted.
It looks like you.
Is it okay?
Look at the head.
It's a mess. The eyes are so far apart.
And it's like, it's been like pushed back.
Yeah, it's like someone made it without looking at it.
Look at that thing.
I know, it's monstrous.
Good news, it moves on.
It moves on. It's too bad because it looks like they used some actual like decent quality fur and maybe airbrushing, but yeah. Just the shape is bad.
Yeah. Mouth is interesting. It's like a rubber or a plastic.
But the eyes are 100 miles apart.
It's fucking silly as shit.
What a shame.
Next, we got Utah State. Which is the Aggies, which is, oh boy.
Big Blue, the Aggie.
I think it's the one that fucks.
Oh.
It's the one that fucks, Scott. It is the one that
shit.
Fucks.
This bull fucks. Well, I'll put it through. Next, stop. Don't even need to
look at the...
Does it have a tail? Yes, it does. Oh, my God. Oh, my fuck.
They are against...
How did it ever lose? I think if keen-eared listeners want to go back, we had a boner of contention in one of the semifinals last year where I didn't want one of the owls to go through, and I think I had that bull over whichever owl.
Yes.
But Drew convinced me because I'm a pushover.
Number 9, TCU... Texas Christian.
Nice.
The Frogs.
Interesting choice. Oh, we've seen this before.
Yeah.
It's weird. It looks like...
It's weird, but it's unique.
It looks like a specific kind of frog not a regular frog.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is unique, and frogs don't have tails, so I can't get mad at that. But it's like, is it mascot shoes?
Yes.
Okay.
It's got spiked arms and muscular arms.
Oh, it does have spiked arms.
And the head is unique, but again, it's not winning. Fucking big ass bull goes through.
Oh, that's who the bull was against? Yes. Oh, well, easy.
Yeah. I got number 5, Gonzaga, which was one of the Bulldogs, against number 12, McNeese, which are the Cowboys. So Gonzaga automatically moves on. We got the Kansas Jayhawks, which are multicolored birds.
Yeah.
Against the, Samford?
Samford.
Not Stamford.
Samford. Sam the Bulldog.
The Bulldog.
God, that bull. Oh. I just saw the bull again. I'm sorry.
Come on. You can load.
It's not bad.
It's okay.
It's an okay head.
Dog feet.
Dog feet, regular hand. Yeah.
Oh, it's all one piece. All one piece hands, all arms, and all one piece legs.
That's a decent.
Show me your ass.
I'd like to see a butt.
Can I smell your butt? Little tail.
Little tail.
Little tail.
Pretty good.
Boop.
Yeah. All right. Not bad, Bulldog.
That over the Jayhawks?
Yes.
Yeah. Then we got number 6. Come on, move. What are you doing? South Carolina, which is the Gamecocks, which is that red chicken.
Right.
Which the hula hoop bottom.
Oh, yeah.
Against number 11, the Oregon Ducks.
The Ducks are good,
obviously.
Right?
Oh, yeah. Ducks are awesome.
Yeah.
I think Duck has been in the Elite Eight almost every year, I think.
Yeah. We'll take a closer look at the Duck when we need to.
Number 3, the Creighton Blue Jays, obviously. And
versus?
Number 14, the Akron Zips, which is a kangaroo named Zippy.
I like kangaroos. I would love for this to be a good costume with a huge tail.
I don't remember. I know I've looked at it. It is doofy as shit. It's got a big ass tail.
It does have a big ass tail, but it looks like shit.
Oh, God. Get out of here, Taylor Swift, you fucking dumb bitch. There you go. It's got a big ass tail.
It does, but...
He's dressed like a dragon or a dinosaur.
I do like kangaroo in dragon costume, but the head... sucks, and it's one of those like hula hoop in the middle. It's one piece, but it's hula hoop in the middle.
Well, Creighton's winning anyway.
Creighton all day.
Then we got number 7, Texas Longhorns, which again is real bulls, so automatic disqualification. And number 10 is Colorado State, the Rams.
Cam the Ram. A new Ram enters.
Yes. Now there is
competition.
There is contention. There you go. That I thought it was a real ram at first.
Ah.
That's a good ram.
It's a good head.
Good head. Very horns.
Very realistic head.
Yep.
What's the arms, feet, tail situation?
Arms are fur over human arms with gloves over top. Great.
It's not bad. Does he have like black fingers coming out of fur?
Yep.
That's a, you know what? That's a decent approximation of hoof hands.
Human feet.
Just straight up running shoe feet. Can we get a butt shot? Can I get a what one?
Oh, here's a different one. He's got brown horns.
Hmm.
And then let's see. Because the thing is, there is also an actual ram mascot,
But we don't care about him.
Gay.
Butt shot.
Show me your ass. Never wanted to see a ram's ass more in my life.
I'm writing that down.
No tail.
Okay. Good find.
So Cam the Ram, Colorado automatically moves on because, then we got Tennessee, which is Smokey, the good Bulldog, the one with the really good detailed head.
Do we see him in the women's?
Yes. Remember the really good detailed head, like black, brown, white.
Oh yeah.
Kind of big, but looks really good quality.
Tennessee Bulldog mascot. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Bloodhound, not Bulldog.
Or Bloodhound, sorry. That's what I was going to say. Yeah,
I liked him a lot. I maybe wanted him to go over a certain Phoenix.
Probably.
But
they are against number 15, St. Peter's College Peacocks.
Interesting. He ain't bad. Does he have a mohawk? Does he have a feather mohawk?
He's got a feather mohawk.
He's got kind of spiky arms.
Ooh, I like the legs. I like that they're sort of like tether, like a feathery, but they're...
We got like...
Torn pants, but they look like feathers.
Yeah, like jagged blue down to the knees and then orange legs and then mascot running shoes.
Yep. He's got the feathers under the arms. It is gloves and suit.
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to say that's a good logo.
Very good
logo. I would
logo.
Go to St. Peter's College for that.
Logo's cool.
I think it's good.
He's a solid peacock. I think the Tennessee Bloodhound.
Well, what I was going to tell you is tail. It's not big enough. I know it's probably hard.
Yeah.
But like, but it needs peacock, to be wide. Man. It needs to be a real wide, a big tail. And that is,
you
got to
go crazy.
That is not
and
a big
go,
one.
And because like, I'm fine with the rest of them being like two-tone blue, but tail, you got to go wild. You need, you need greens and yellows.
Yeah,
in
you
there.
Need lots of shit in there.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
So
round of 32 in this bracket.
We got the Grambling State Tigers, which was the okay one.
Yeah.
This guy. The one with the crazy ass head.
Oh, because he just got a bye.
Yeah. And then Utah, which is the bull that fucks.
Utah State. Yes.
Is the bull that fucks.
Bull all day.
Then we got the Gonzaga Bulldogs and the Samford Bulldogs.
Can't be right.
It's Samford Bulldogs.
Really?
Samford Bulldogs and Gonzaga Bulldogs.
I think one was better. I don't remember which.
So this I think it's an easy enough Gonzaga. Pick. Oh, Gonzaga's got the squishy face.
Okay.
Get out of here.
I think it's Samford that's better then. Don't hurt yourself. Welcome to the 3-hour mark. You're welcome.
We said we'd do it. Shut up.
But we're pretty...
There you go.
We're not bad.
We're not bad at all.
Samford for sure. Samford all day.
Then you got the Oregon Ducks and the Creighton Blue Jays.
Ooh. It might be the Ducks.
Oregon Ducks. I mean, the feet, great.
Yeah.
Feet are duck feet. Oh, he's naked.
Very Donald Duck looking head.
Very Donald Duck looking head. Arms are just mascot arms. Oh, that one's a little better, but it's just okay. Mascot arms.
Yeah.
And
duck tail.
A little tail.
Yep.
And then
pretty good.
Creighton.
How is Creighton component wise? Obviously great head.
Great head. Decent arms, but football player hands.
Decent wingy arms.
Tail. I think human feet. I think human shoes.
Creighton, you could be Creighton with hands and feet only changed. You could be crushing it right now.
Yeah.
What do we think? Total package duck?
I think duck. Yeah. I mean, I think Creighton has had its moment in the spotlight and it's maybe faded. Oregon. And then we got the Colorado State, which was the Ram, and then the Tennessee Bloodhound.
Tennessee.
There we go. Bull that fucks
versus
Samford, which was the
pretty good bulldog, but bull
it's
wins.
Not the bull that fucks.
Yeah.
And then the Oregon Duck and the Tennessee Bloodhound. I was gonna lean duck. I think the Bloodhound has only an okay body, right?
Yes.
Smoky
hands and I think he has proper feet.
He has proper feet.
Proper feet. Proper enough hands.
Proper enough. Oh yeah, the hands are actually better than I remembered, and he's got a little floppy tail, which whatever, it's fine. Oh, he's wearing flip flops. Yeah, I'm not wild about the tail.
I'm also because the tail is skinniest at the base.
Yeah,
which is not what it should be.
Yeah,
head, otherwise, good.
Head is great.
Yep. Let's see that fucking duck again. I think the Bloodhound head is better than the duck head.
Agreed. I mean,
duck body is probably better.
Good. Yeah. But duck body is a mascot body.
Yes.
Little duck tail, which is cute. The feet, I think the feet are great.
The feet are good. Like real duck feet.
Yeah. I would say I'd go a very, very small margin of win for Smokey.
Yeah.
For the Bloodhound. I think it is close, but I think he moves on.
He could be crushing it with a thicker tail.
So a 2 and an 8, we finally have an actual decent contender. Although I guess North Carolina's in, they're number one. So
do we have the Elite Eight?
We have the Elite Eight.
Tell us about it.
Number 8, Florida Atlantic Owls, and number 3, Illinois. I think they're called the Illies, or they got a dumb
something
fucking
stupid
name. Yeah. The Kingfishers.
Oh, so Kingfisher versus
the Owl who won last year.
Versus the Owl who won last year.
Then we got the North Carolina Rams, Ramses, and the Clemson Tiger.
Okay.
Then we've got the Houston Cougars and the Oakland Bear, the Golden Grizzly.
That's an interesting one.
Then we've got the Bull Who Fucks.
Yep.
And the Bloodhound from Tennessee.
You want to put the bull through right now?
I would love to put the bull through right now.
All right.
I would love to put the bear through right now.
One more look at the Cougars.
What the fuck are their dumb names?
That's the boy and girl, right?
You're the boy and girl. Yeah. Shasta and Sasha.
Right.
What a dumb fucking name. Although I think it has something to do. There's some historical thing for there.
Like, they're pretty cute.
They're pretty cute.
I like the head. I like the whiskers.
Whiskers are good.
Probably best whiskers we've seen so far.
But don't forget how fucking good this was.
The bear head is really good.
The bear head is amazing.
And it's got
amazing.
The what, hands and feet situation?
Yep. It's got big old paws. Damn. It's got the little nubby tail.
Yeah.
I think it's
the bear. Sorry, Cougars.
I think it's Oakland.
I fought for you, but not that hard.
So we got bear and bull
as a final four matchup. Yep.
We've got
other side.
We've got the owl who wins one last year
versus
the kingfisher. Which
is... Let's have a look at the Kingfisher. I have the owl in my head. Well,
you all, yeah, because it's the fucking reigning champ. See
the components of the Kingfisher.
Football hands,
good head,
feet are good. Like feet are actual. Bird.
Is he like? I like the like because he's like fluffy down to the knee and then bird legs.
Yep. Yeah, I think. He's got a big tail.
Bird feet. There he is, putting on hooker boots.
Adorable hooker boots. Trying to feed a squirrel.
It looks pretty good. What do you think?
Head's good. I like the color.
Yep.
Oh, he's going to kill that baby tiger.
Hmm.
I like that. I like them apples. I'm very torn. I don't know what my thoughts are.
It's tricky.
I think they're both really good. I think
they are.
I think they might be my...
Yeah.
Two of my, like, they might be my two favorite mascots.
The Kingfisher is no pants, so you get to see more of him.
Yeah, that's true.
Which is not bad.
This owl is, he's got legs there, but he's mostly wearing football pants.
Yeah.
I guess unless he's doing basketball games and he wears shorts, but it looks like he's mostly wearing football pants.
Strongest feature for the owl is the wing arms.
Wing arms are
which
excellent.
Are great.
And the tail's really good, too.
And the tail's also
tail's good. Very big.
Yeah.
Oh, this one's... Are we doing a second coin toss?
I think it's a coin toss.
And was the... No. What was the one in the coin? One had a big head and one had a big... Oh, it was the dragon and something.
Dragon and... Yeah, someone with a big head.
No, don't start flipping. I haven't...
Wait, was it this owl?
Was it in the women's tournament?
I think it wasn't. I think it was in the men's.
Oh, maybe...
This might be the second toss on this fucking
owl. Okay, so again, heads, owl, because it's got a massive head.
Yeah.
And tails, Kingfisher, because they got a tail.
Sure. Perfect.
All right, here we go. New champs.
Tails.
New champs, baby.
Kingfisher in, reigning champ, defeated in the Elite Eight.
Bam. Number three, Illinois. Then we got the North Carolina Ramses, the Ram, and we've got, North Carolina, we got Ramses, the Ram. No, give me the fucking Instagram. Thank you. And we've got the Clemson Tiger.
So the Rams, good, not amazing.
I think the Tigers also good, not amazing.
They are in fact both good, not amazing. I think either one is losing.
I think either one is losing to the Kingfisher. I'll say the Tiger.
I believe I will say the Tiger as well, to the shock of many. Yeah, Ramsey's
fine. Like, but he's cartoony face and no tail.
No tail and running shoes.
And running shoes. Okay, Clemson's in.
So we have a final four.
We got a final four. We've got number 3 Illinois, number 6 Clemson, number 14 Oakland, and number 8 Utah State.
Okay.
Here's the problem. Oakland and Utah should be the final.
I think that kind of happened last year.
Yeah, too. They should be the final, but yeah. We said Kingfisher over Tiger.
Yeah.
So now
Kingfisher's in the finals.
Depends if we do Bear.
This is Bear versus Bull.
Or Bull who fucks.
Oh, it's the stock market, Bear and Bull.
Ah, nice.
Ooh.
It's hard. This might also end up being a coin flip.
Let me see that Bull. I think it's going to be hard for me to vote against the Bull,
Because if you go against him, he's going to try and fuck you?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I want Utah State.
I think that Bull might fuck me.
Big Blue against... I had to look it up because they don't have Instagram for their fucking mascot. You cowards.
So the Bear's real good. The Bear's got an excellent head. It's got a little bear tail. It's got bare feet. Let's see Big Blue.
So Big Blue...
I mean, Big Blue looks awesome.
Has... human hands, football player hands.
Ah, he does have football player hands.
But he does, which I think we forgot about, he's got hooved feet sometimes.
And like
not always, but sometimes.
And like furry shoulder. Oh yeah, let's see some various feet.
Those are shoes to look like
hooves. To look like hooves, yeah.
But then I think it's sometimes he does have more hooved looking.
Oh, even like more than
I think
those.
I saw one.
That I would like to see.
Oh no, it's just the shoes.
Okay.
The shoes that look like it.
But now, they're just like one piece kind of look like hoof shoes.
Yes. Now he does have, he's got.
The furry shoulders are cool. Like gray fur on the shoulders and blue
like
on the
furry,
rest.
Like the furry things. So he's got football player hands.
Yep.
He's got a tail.
He's pretty good. He's pretty. And he absolutely fucks. Although the bear fucks too, honestly.
Bear can do whatever the fuck it wants. I'm not crazy about the shoes now that I'm seeing them from the side.
Yeah.
But, at least they tried.
They tried.
I think if he just had better hands.
If the hands were hoofy or something.
Yeah. Or just not football player gloves.
Or just not gloves, yeah.
Just not football player gloves.
Okay, so we got a good look at him.
I'm leaning towards the bear. I think the bear is excellent.
Bear head is so good.
And it just the fact that like it looks, you know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of Super Grizz.
Yeah.
But like the fact that it's all one piece, mm-hmm. like it's not bits and pieces. Like the arms are all one piece, the legs are all one piece.
How are his hands?
The feet are great. Can I see hands? Pads.
Oh.
And little claw tips. See?
It's the bear.
I think it's the bear.
It's the bear. Bear versus Kingfisher. And guess
bear
what?
Bear Kingfisher.
I have a winner. I don't know if you have the same winner.
It's that goddamn Kingfisher again.
Do I know who my winner is?
No, I don't.
Okay.
Let me look at the Kingfisher again.
You can look at the Kingfisher.
Why is this so hard?
Oh man.
I'm going bear.
I'm going bear. Bear's nice. My winner.
Hey, you got your predator, your big predator.
Two predator wins?
Look at that. I mean, who cares about the women's line?
I mean, normally no one, but it was a tiger, so I do care.
Number 14, Oakland.
Oakland!
Your lock of the week. Your shoo-in of the week. Call your bookies.
Yep.
Tell them the worst year of our lives told you to bet it all on number 14 Oakland over number 3 Illinois in the championship game. And in the women's bracket, you got number 9 Princeton over number 14 Eastern Washington.
That's how I see it going.
top seeds, who gives a shit? No. Ones, twos, threes, fours, get them the fuck out of my tournament.
I love how so many ones were immediately disqualified.
I like a 14 and a 13 being in the final four of the women's.
100%.
And a 14 and an 8 being in the final four of the men's bracket. Well, you know, Purdue. It's a person. Like, yeah. All those top seed things that are like the big schools all have
trash mascots.
So, take it to the bank. Call your bookie. Somebody call my mama. The Oakland Golden Grizzlies and the Princeton Tigers.
Take it to the bank.
Thank you for listening to Smarch Madness.
Thanks for listening. If
Sexy March Madness.
If you guys don't make this the number one episode of the year, we're
never doing it again.
Our feelings are going to be hurt. So do the right thing on this one. Send us a bit of cash for all the hard work.
We even gave you a second tournament.
We gave I did twice the work I thought I was going to do today.
Exactly.
So send us a little something. PayPal.me/NotScottHenson. PayPal.me/SarianSoftPaws. We will see you next week, I believe, with a WrestleMania preview, but also a bunch of non-wrestling shit. So if you don't like wrestling, it's still going to be fun. So shut up.
There might be a dumb dog, too.
True.